When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
Brubaker reaches up, he's got it at the 2-yard line! Touchdown, Shikellamy! Oh, what a catch!
The Shikellamy Braves are sponsored by Route 11 Coffee and Cream, Blaze Alexander Ford, Peter's Home Appliance, Hoopies Detailing, Martz's Capview Hunting Preserve, Service Electric Cable Vision, Glick's, Shock Law, Hub's Home Oxygen, Diversified Construction, Aaron's Rentals, Shamokin Dam Health Center, ITG Basement Systems, Purdy Insurance, Central Vision Eye Care, McCreary HVAC, Alexander Family Dealerships, Lackawanna College, Sunbury Motors. And now, Braves football with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, when the season schedule came out, the revamped season schedule, you saw Central Mountain out of the gate and thought to yourself, okay, that's a good possibility. You saw Jersey Shore in week number two and thought, all right, they're rebuilding this year. They lost a lot of players from a very talented team a year ago. And you saw a matchup with Milton and felt like that was going to be a pretty good game. Well, it kind of changed around when Central Mountain decided to tell everybody in the Heartland Conference, we're not going to be the bottom of the barrel anymore, and we've got some big guys that know how to play some football. And they did in week one, and they did again in week two. And then Jersey Shore came to the Shikellamy Stadium last week and decided to show that their fill-ins, their second team, is actually pretty darn good, too, from the team that they had last year. And the Braves fell 0-2. The Milton Black Panthers also thought that they'd have a little bit better start to the season, but they fall to Selance Grove and Shamokin to open up the year. And both these teams coming into week three in what is a very key game for both of these teams to right the ship tonight, coming in at 0-2 on the year. Hello again, Kevin Herr, along with Steve Williams joining me tonight, filling in for the Chief, Dave Ritchie, who has the night off. Welcome to Alumni Field in Milton. And Steve, again, this is Shikellamy, as we will talk with Coach Jim Kaiser here in a moment, really ran into some really good programs, really good teams to start the year, and Jersey Shore has developed themselves a really good program there and rebuild.
Yeah, I'll tell you,
the
team that I was surprised with was Central Mountain, because you know they've been the doormat ever since they joined the league a few years back. Great in a lot of other sports, but for some reason, you know, they're probably the biggest school district in the athletic conference, and just never did anything, and they really surprised me. I didn't have the advantage of seeing it live. I saw it on TV like a lot of other people did, but I was impressed with them.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They also wanted me to send a message to you, being the voice of the Braves Mat Men, that they are ready for Shikellamy this year in the wrestling program. So message has been delivered there.
I'm sure. There have been a couple teams that have been ready for the Braves, as well as these Milton Black Panthers who beat the Braves last year on the mats for the first time in probably about 15 years. So they've got a lot of good athletes. And I talked to Coach Davis here a little bit. He says it's just like it's been every year since I've gotten here. It seems we're young. He said, you know, our older kids didn't come around. And he said, we've got a lot of sophomore and juniors, a lot of freshmen out there. He said, kids that really shouldn't be playing, you know, on Friday night. But he says, we got to play them.
Well, Shikellamy is looking right now at trying to get things resituated. I guess that would be the best way to put it. Can you resituate something? Well, they're going to try tonight. They have had a patchwork offensive line. Tonight, Jared Oakes is coming back for the first time, the senior anchor of this line. He'll be playing left tackle tonight. But then they lose another tackle on the right side as well from a week ago, and they just can't seem to get a balance there on this team one way or another. And it has been just an offensive struggle with this offensive line, trying to get everything together in a patchwork situation. Now, they're also going to end up with a different guy at center tonight. Scheduled to start at center is Alex Geiser. Geiser is a former running back, has been a running back most of his career in youth football, but now is coming up, had to change jerseys here after week one because the help they needed on the offensive line. And that's the, listen, that has been the big problem. There have been no real, you know, no holes open for more than a blink of an eye for this running game. And this running game has really struggled this year, averaging only 3 yards a carry. The passing game has also struggled with only 80 yards passing for the Braves in 2 games. But again, that's because Balestrini is on the run all the time. Milton is in an interesting situation. They're averaging 3 yards a play on offense, giving up 7 yards a play on defense. And, Steve, here's the thing that I thought was most interesting. Shikellamy right now, when you look at the turnover ratio, is -4. But Milton is -2, and they've only outscored the Braves 12-6 when you add these 2 games up. What does that tell you about this Milton team right now? +2 in the turnover ratio, but only 12 points on the board.
Again, it's hard to say. You know, with their schedule of Selins Grove and Shamokin, Selins Grove is surprising in the opposite way that Central Mountain was surprising. Central Mountain beating them last week, I thought Selins Grove, you know, they've been good for so many years that they just seem to always have a team. Shamokin has struggled at times. Now they do have Hynoski out there. That program has picked up a lot. So they're kind of in the same boat. As far as the turnovers, who knows? I mean, this early in the season, you see that. You see a lot of turnovers just because of some sloppy play. But, you know, again, I talked to Coach Davis. I asked about the kids, you know, being out here and everything, and he said, you know what? He said, they're just glad to be here.
Well, I think we all are right now, and I know, again, a limited crowd here tonight at Milton, so we are very happy to be your ticket to the game tonight. We're going to have a chat with Coach Jim Kaiser when we return. Shikellamy Milton coming up next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martz's.com.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker-Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970. 768-4970.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley and now conveniently located just off the strip at 8 Commerce Avenue in Selins Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find the legal solutions you need for your life or business. So whether your legal needs involve estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating any of the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business, contact the Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at shochlaw.com.
Welcome back to the pregame. Kevin Herr with Coach Jim Kizer of the Shikellamy Braves. Coach, we said this coming out of the game Friday night. The first 2 weeks, you ran into a buzzsaw in a very much improved Central Mountain team and a Jersey Shore team that just reloaded, basically, for everything they had. Talk about how difficult it is in a shortened summer to be able to get ready for the difference in the type of offense that you saw from week one to week two and that fast-paced offense. And did that have an impact in the first quarter?
No, I just, you know, because we're worried about what we're going to do. We've got to make sure that we, you know, we're still learning stuff. Our defensive group is still learning. We're still trying to find pieces of the puzzle. And you'll see tonight that, you know, we're going to be moving guys around but you know, got to give credit to Jersey Shore and Central Mountain. They really worked hard, and they out-physicaled us those two games.
Yeah, it just looked like it was so tough to adjust to that quick tempo offense. And I was really impressed with the short summer, how they were able to put it in with so many new players.
Yeah, well, again, he's got a great program, Tommy does, up there, and the kids are bought in, and they're there. Plus, you know, he's got other coaches there that, you know, had small groups works out where we couldn't get to any facilities to do any of that stuff. So, you know, we're behind again. Like I said, we're trying to install new defense, new offense. You know, everybody says, well, you're running a wing T just like Todd does. Well, we're running a little different than Todd did. And, again, we're still trying to find pieces of the puzzle. And the biggest thing is our offensive line. If we could just get that settled, it'd help us 100%.
Well, injuries hurt all the time, especially in the middle of the season, but it's come right out of the gate with you, especially up front.
Yeah, you know, we don't have Jared Oaks, who's one of the best offensive linemen in the district. Now we lose Cade Huffman, who I thought was our best lineman this year so far. We had other guys got banged up. We had some self-inflicted wounds, and it's hurting us right now. We haven't had one cohesive unit out there. And now, you know, we've had some guys step up. Some Alex Geiser stepping up. He's going to play center for us this week. And he's done a tremendous job there. So that helps. And getting Jared back this week helps. But, you know, we're still got some holes there.
But, you know, Alex is one of those players, too, that was a young player coming up. He was a running back most of his career. Now he's going in and playing where you need. How important is it to have kids like that?
Oh, my God, you need those kids. Like I said, Alex has been like the hero of the team right now, you know. Coach, whatever he need to do, he's played nose for us, he's played guard for us, he's played tight end for us, he's done just about everything, you know, anywhere we needed to plug a hole, and hopefully he can fill this hole this week and it'll be big for us.
How well has Duncan Weir fell into this new defense and the comfort? I mean, it looks like he's played this for about 7-8 years.
Yeah, this is his defense. Coach Friedman even told him, he said, listen, Duncan, this is your defense. You're the Mike Backer, the 3-5, and oh my God, he's fourth in 4A in the state in tackles. He's got like 25 tackles. He's all over the field, and he's, you know, if we can get the other backers to buy in, that's going to be one heck of a year to finish.
What have you seen with Milton when you look on film? I mean, it's been a team that has been able to move the ball a little bit. They've gotten some turnovers as well. They just haven't been able to put points on the board.
No, they're getting better. They're more solid than they've been. They're physical. They're big. Phil's done a great job with this group here, and probably the best group I've seen from Milton, and probably the best Milton team that I've seen since I've been coaching.
Yeah, and this, again, a Milton team that has gotten some turnovers but haven't been able to capitalize on it. What have you seen with that? What has been the stumbling block for them, do you think?
Mistakes. You know, same thing with us. Penalties, missed assignments, you know, not making – dropping the ball, missed passes, you know. Those things add up, the little things. And I think hopefully we're the ones that catch on quicker than they do tonight.
Coach, great to see you again. And we get a chance to do this in person tonight. And good luck tonight.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Braves Football and News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys won't.
It's coming soon. Hand-rolled ice cream at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Nori Danville Highway. What's hand-rolled ice cream? Route 11 Coffee and Cream staff rolls out ice cream as you watch, and then you pick the toppings. Candied walnuts and caramel sauce?
Sure.
Oreos and peanut butter cups?
Heck yeah.
Cherries and raspberries?
Okay.
Candy corn?
No. Don't do that.
Invent your own ice cream and watch it prepared right in front of you.
Fine.
Like Route 11 Coffee and Cream on Facebook to learn about the grand opening.
This part of today's game is brought to you by Diversified Construction. Hey, whose turn is it to make the popcorn? When I was a kid, it was always my turn. First, I shook the hot oil pan until the corn popped, and later I used a hot air popper. Now I'm back popping in a hot oil pan because the butter and salt sticks to the popcorn better. Hopefully you're having a good time snacking with family while listening to today's game. Quality family time is what life is all about. We'll be back later in the broadcast to tell you about what we do here at Diversified Construction.
For nearly six decades, Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies has served the home health needs of Central PA with outstanding respiratory services and quality home medical equipment. We provide solutions to enhance the lives of our customers and their loved ones by helping them be safer, more comfortable, and independent at home. With offices in Williamsport, Lewisburg, Lockhaven, Wellsboro, Harrisburg, and Carlisle, there is always a nearby office to help you improve your life. Now open, our new Hubs location in the Susquehanna Valley Mall in Sealands Grove.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Alumni Field in Milton, tonight's Shikellamy-Milton matchup, game number one of two this year. This is the second team the Braves will play twice. They will play Jersey Shore at Jersey Shore later on in the month of October. Let's give you the starting lineups for the Shikellamy offense. Shikellamy Braves coming in 0-2 tonight. Drew Balestrini will lead the way at quarterback. He's a 6'1", 155 senior, seven completions on 31 attempts, two interceptions, no touchdowns, 81 yards. Gage Wolf is the running back, a 5'10", 170 junior. He has 17 yards on 12 carries this year. 5'9", 190-pound sophomore Isaac Schaefer Knights will also be in the starting lineup tonight, looking for his first positive yard of the season on his four carries. Colton Simcoe, 5'10", 160 junior, leading the way for the running backs, 23 carries, 78 yards, 3 yards a carry average, also has two catches out of the backfield. Davis Marshall will be the tight end tonight. Marshall with two catches for 44 yards with a 6'4", 190 senior. John Pfeiffer, the wideout, a 6'3", 165 junior, has a catch for 11 yards. Across the front, you heard Coach Kaiser talk about this offensive line, and Jared Oakes is back at left tackle for the first time this year. 6'2", 235 senior. Nate Gester is the left guard, a 5'10", 200-pound senior. Alex Geiser making his first start at center, a 5'11", 205 junior. Trent Schrader is the right guard, a 5'10", 207 sophomore, and Curtis Raker will go to right tackle, a 5'9", 230 junior. John Gittens will do the kicking. The 5'8", 145 senior has yet to yet to make an extra point, and he is 0-for-1 in field goals, had his attempt blocked in week one. He's also the punter, has a long of 58, averaging 31 yards a punt on his 10 punts this year. Defensively for the 0-2 Milton Black Panthers, it'll be Colton Rarick at defensive tackle, 5'10", 240 senior, along with Nate Fabian. He's a 5'10", 300-pound junior. Jalen Jovell will be the nose tackle. He is a 6 foot ten. Make that a 5 foot ten. 300.
That's what it too.
310 pound junior. He's a 6'10", 310 pounder. He's going to play basketball too. No, he's actually 5'10", 310 pound junior. Peyton Rarick is the linebacker, a 5'8", 160 freshman, along with Ashton Canello, 6'1", 205 junior. Nate Shaw, 5'11", 185 senior. Josh Dobb, 5'10", 190 senior. And Nolan Loss is a 6 foot, 210 sophomore. That's your five linebackers. The two corners will be Ethan Rao, a 5'9", 165 senior, and Dylan Reif is a 5'7", 155 sophomore. Xavier Minium is the safety, 6'2", 175, a sophomore. Offensively for the Milton Black Panthers, it'll be Ethan Rao at quarterback. Rao, 12 of 33, two interceptions, 146 yards, looking for his first touchdown pass of the season. He has run for one, though, this year. Ashton Canello, 6'1", 205 junior, leading the way with 16 carries, 109 yards on the ground, 7 yards a carry average, and a touchdown. Nate Valadares will be the other running back, a 5'10", 180 senior, averaging 2 yards a carry on his 38 carries for 83 yards. Xavier Minium is the favorite wide receiver, the 6'2", 175 sophomore, 4 catches for 95 yards, a 24 yards a catch average. Garrick Baker, the wideout, 6'1", 160 sophomore, along with Ashton Crawl, the tight end. We'll have more of the starting lineups when we return.
In-store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never-before-seen incentive, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals, the other guys won't.
Need dining room, living room, or bedroom furniture? Aaron's in Sealands Grove has a full showroom of new and pre-leased merchandise at affordable prices to fit anyone's budget. Also, don't miss out on our 6 months same as cash from now till October 3rd. Aaron's is at 1102 North High Street in Sealands Grove behind CVS. If you can't get to the store, just call us at 570-743-8260 or go to aarons.com. As always, there's free setup, delivery, and service with every sale. Stop in and see Courtney, Nikki, Jacob, Austin, and Andrew at Sealands Grove Aaron's team today. Aaron's is easy, beautiful, and affordable. My 84 Corvette is my shrine. I'm super picky about how it looks, and I don't really trust just anyone to shine it up and clean it the way I want until I found Hoopy's Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing is in Sunbury, and Mike, the owner, he treated my car as if it was his own. He was so cautious and, I think, as much of a perfectionist as I am. It's shiny, spotless. He even took care of some paint correction from a summer storm. Get a full detail. That's wash, wax, and interior or exterior only, or any detailing. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing. Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E. Hoopy's Detailing on Facebook, too.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service, repair, installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even on for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Continuing with our starting lineups as we go through the front five for the Milton Black Panthers tonight. It'll be Hunter Zettelmoyer at tackle, the 6'2", 230 freshman. Brandon Thomas will be the guard, a 5'11", 240 senior. Nathan Roush is the 6'1", 230 junior in the middle. Josh Dobb will be the other guard, a 5'10", 210 senior. And Colton Rehrig, a 5'10", 240 senior. Trace Witter is the kicker. He's a 5'7", 155 sophomore. And Peyton Rehrig will be the long snapper, with Nate Pinium being the punter, as the Black Panthers and Chicago Braves make their appearance out on the field. Defensively for the Braves, it'll be Isaac Schaefer Knights, the 5'10", 170 junior. Curtis Raker is at the defensive end. He's a 5'9", 230 junior, with Nate Gessner at the other end, a 5'10", 200-pound senior. Davis Marshall will be the outside dog. He's has eight tackles on the season for the 6'4", 190 senior. The leader on this tackler, or at least leading tackler on this team, is the Mike linebacker, Duncan Weir. 25 tackles, a tackle for a loss, and a sack for the 6'1", 180 senior. Gage Wolf is the Will linebacker, a 5'10", 170 junior. And the other dog will be Colton Simcoe, a 5'10", 160 junior. Luke Snyder will play the Sam. He's a 5'9", 165 freshman. Connor Fitzgerald leading the corner position with 10 tackles and 2 forced fumbles for the 6'1", 170 senior. John Pfeiffer, the other corner, a 6'1", 165 junior. And Drew Balestrini will be the safety with 10 tackles on the year for the 6'1", 155 senior. That's your starting lineups. We'll pause for 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Taking a look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week, that will be Shamokin and Selins Grove tonight. That game on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107. And the Braves will actually receive the ball to start the first half, the first time they have gotten the ball to open a game this season. Don't forget, we'll also be looking for that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll pick that for you in the fourth quarter. And again, our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week, Selins Grove, Shamokin. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. And heading back deep for the Braves to return this one. Looks like
Chase Morgan and number 29.
Is that 29 or 23 back there? It might be Luke Snyder,
yeah,
and Chase Morgan.
Yeah.
And it is. Morgan to the far side. So getting ready to kick it away is Whitaker. Or Witter, rather. Witter squibs it. It's an onside kick taken by one of the up men and covered immediately by Lucas Wetzel. Wetzel hops on that ball at the 45-yard line, so a surprise onside. Did not fake out the Braves, and they have the ball with outstanding field position at the 46-yard line.
Well, I guess when you're going for your first one of the season, you
pull out all the stops.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter. Just try and do what you can. Put the ball down on the 46-yard line, so the Braves set up with some pretty good field position.
Pfeiffer comes to the near side, ball in the middle of the field at the Shikellamy 46. Backs are split, tight end and to the far side, wing to the near side. Under center is Balestrini. Balestrini will hand it off, goes right up the middle to Colton Simcoe, and Simcoe across the 50 in the Milton territory at the 49-yard line.
Just straight ahead football.
Nice gain of 5 on that first down carry. Simcoe coming into tonight's game, averaging 3 yards a carry. His long of the year was 7. He almost beat that on the first carry of week number 3.
Watching Peyton Rehrig out here, he is, he's playing inside linebacker. He faked a blitz that time, backed off at the last second. I think we'll see him do that throughout the game.
Wing coming to the near side once again. Here's the handoff. It's going to go to Simcoe. Simcoe got snowed under as soon as he hit the line of scrimmage. He got bounced around hard there. Immediately tackled by number 51, Nolan Loss, the linebacker. That sophomore came up and filled the hole nicely. He is a solid 210. Gain of about 1 to the 47-yard line.
It's like a third and about 4 for the Braves.
Balestrini will come up, breaking the huddle, sending out Pfeiffer to the wide side. Tight end and wing to the short side of the field. That's where the ball is, moving right to left as the Braves are in their white uniform and maroon and blue pants. Wing coming to the coming around. Balestrini play action.
Oh.
Fires it right through the hands of his intended receiver, Davis Marshall. That'll bring up a fourth down and about 4 And a decision time already, and it looks like the Braves will keep the offense on the field.
Ethan Rao on the coverage over there, but he was beaten by a step. The ball was just thrown beyond the fingertips of the tight end.
And Marshall, that's one he's going to see in film, though, that he's going to want back, because he could have caught that one as well. Just didn't quite hang on to that one. It went right between his fingertips.
They'll line up on the short side of the field. Let's see if they go back to him.
Same formation again with Schaefer Knights, the wing to the near side. He came in motion. This time he doesn't. Play action. Waggle rolling out. Battle Street, he's got room. Does he have the first down? He's got the first down. Turn the corner to the 40. Down to the 35, to the 34-yard line. And they'll actually spot him out at the 36.
Yeah, knocked out over there by Rao. He ran right by Trace Witter.
Gain of 12 on that carry for a first down and a fourth down conversion for the Braves. They'll quickly come to the line of scrimmage. Ball at the Milton 36-yard line, waiting to the far side. And here's the handoff. This one's going to go right side to Simcoe. Simcoe's got the edge. Simcoe grabbed down by the jersey, almost a horse collar. And that might actually be a horse collar as a flag comes in very late as he got pulled down from behind. They'll spot him at the 28-yard line.
That was Nathan Shaw that had a handful of jersey there. Spun Simcoe around.
We'll see, and it is going to be a dead ball personal foul.
Yep.
Now, that could be, that will likely be because he drug him out of bounds, too. That's the other side of that, and that's on the far side. I couldn't see how far off of the sideline he was.
Well, I noticed over here, there's some John going on down there, so it may have been that, too. They might just be trying to settle the boys down a little bit. There was a little bit of a tussle here earlier away from the play. So,
well, either way, it's a 15-yard penalty. It did not show a horse collar signal, so I'm guessing it might be because of the extracurricular or the hit out of bounds maybe, or dragging him out of bounds. Here's the handoff. Simcoe right up the middle, puts his head down and pulls his way down to the 11-yard line. That'll be a gain of four, make it three. As that ball was spotted at the 14, it looked like he was going to get more than that, and he kind of got stood up when he put his head down.
Yeah, Xavier Minium met him and didn't let him go any further.
Under 10 minutes to go. First drive for the Braves. It started at the Milton 45 with an onside that did not work. Here's the handoff, right side, running room for McCormick. McCormick around the right to down inside the 5, and the Southern transfer gets it to the 4-yard line.
So nice running there as the came across, ran across a lot of traffic, made some people miss, and set the Braves up nicely.
That'll be the 5'10", 175 senior's first carry in a Braves uniform. He'll be in the backfield once again with Simcoe. Under center, once again, is Balestrini. Balestrini will hand it off to Simcoe, and there, that, you know, Coach Hort would call that a lookout block, where the offensive line turned around and said to the running back, look out,
look
here
out.
They come.
Yeah, there were more black jerseys in the backfield than white jerseys there.
So that third down will go backwards, and it'll be a fourth down and three from the 11-yard line. Braves are 1-1 on fourth down conversions
they're going to kick it. Yeah, they're going to
trot
in the field goal team. Gittin's going to get a shot.
He was
hitting him from here in practice. He was hitting the scoreboard from here in practice.
About a 25-yard attempt and a timeout. I think this one might be by Shikalimi. Yep. They may talk about this one a little bit. So the Braves take their first timeout of the first half with 8:48 remaining here in the first quarter. The Braves drive starting with a failed onside kick at the Shikalimi 45-yard line. They've driven it all the way down into the 6-yard line. And again, about a 24-25-yard attempt is what we're setting up. And it looks like they're not going to take that kick because Gittins just came out and picked up the tee.
Yeah, I thought maybe that the Braves didn't have enough players on the field because Gittins was counting, and they quickly called timeout. So
that could be as well. So it'll be fourth down and three as the Milton Black Panthers in their all-black jerseys with orange arm sleeves, new Milton helmets now that have a big wide black stripe on the white helmet, white pants, and the Braves in their blue pants with the white jerseys and navy blue numerals. And it is the offense that comes back out on the field. Wing to the near side. They have to get to the 4-yard line for a first down. Balestrini under center. Long count. He'll come back. Hand it off to McCormick. McCormick makes a man miss. Goes to the 5, and he's going to come up a yard short. He couldn't quite slip the second tackler. And coming up with a tackle is Ashton Canelo, the linebacker. And that stops him short, a turnover on downs.
Did a good job of sidestepping, but he sidestepped right into Canelo's arms. And that ends the Braves' drive. That was would have been nice to get on the scoreboard first.
So with 8:39 remaining here in the first quarter, Milton will take over at their own 5-yard line. Braves defense coming out on the field for the first time this evening. Ethan Rao, the quarterback, will come out and bring Garrick Baker to the near side. In the shotgun, rolling out, running all the way is Rao. Rao to the 10, stiff arm, and runs out of real estate at the 11-yard line as he is bulldogged down by the Chickalamy Braves, leading the way for the Braves.
Balestrini got
that. That was Balestrini, yeah, from his safety spot.
Yeah, Rao with some good skates there around the right side.
7-yard gain will bring up second down and 3 at the Milton 13-yard line. Actually about the 12-yard line, just short of the 13.
Well, you know what? They've got Balestrini over here on the left side. He's not playing in the safety position.
That's true. He's more like they kind of switched him up the corner now. You're
Chase
right.
Morgan's in this as safety.
The sophomore now in the safety spot as Balestrini goes back to corner, which is, he's actually kind of a safety slash corner, I guess would be the best way to describe it right now.
High snap.
And that was the run to the left side. Looking for a little bit of running room over there is Rao, and Rao will find very little, if any. At the 9-yard line, he's going to lose 2 yards.
Colton Semko by the ankles, rolled him through, and lost some yardage there.
Clock winding with 7:30 to go here in the first quarter. Third down and 5 at the Milton 10-yard line. Just short of the 10-yard line as the Braves' opening drive went 50 yards, fell 5 yards short, and turned the ball over on downs.
This is a big down for the Milton Black Panthers because if they have to punt, they're going to give the Braves great field position again.
Well, we'll take the direct snap. He's running all the way. Makes one man miss, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and gets about a yard, and that is it because it looked like Simco kind of swallowed that one up right in the middle.
Yeah, lots of confusion in the middle for the Black Panthers. They don't seem to have any particular blocking assignments. They're just kind of looking for something there.
Well, Rao coming into this game did have a touchdown, but he only has 6 carries for minus 16 yards, and I don't think that got him to the plus side there with that series. Fourth down, Braves looking for a 3-and-out, and coming in to return this one is going to be Pfeiffer. Rao is going to punt it from his own goal line. It's going to hit at the 45, and or 35, bounce to the 40, and roll to the 45, and it will die right there at the Milton 45-yard line, and that's where the Braves will take over. First and 10 at the Milton 45-yard line with 6:27 to go in a scoreless first quarter here at Alumni Field in Milton.
The Braves working with a short field here tonight, but they've got to be able to capitalize. They need to put some points up on the board.
Taking a quick look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck out-of-town scoreboard and the Alexander Family Dealerships. It is Sealands Grove and Shamokin, scoreless. Southern Columbia 7, Warrior Run nothing in the first. Under center with a wing to the far side, ball in the near hash marks, Balestrini. Handoff goes to Simco off the right side, and he's got some running room. He gets the first down. That's Gage Wolf off the right side across the 30, and they'll spot him at the 30-yard line for a gain of 15.
Shift out of bounds on the far side by Rao. He's doing it on both sides of the football.
So a first and 10 on the 15-yard gain by Gage Wolf, and that will be his longest carry of the season. We'll reset the chains and start the clock with 6:18 remaining in the first quarter. And sending Pfeiffer to the near side. In the backfield, it's going to be Semko and McCormick. Wing to the near side, ball in the far hash mark, moving right to left. Balestrini hands it off. Simco is swallowed up immediately. Jalen Jovell, the big 310-pounder, just enveloped him at the line of scrimmage.
The 6'10", 310-pounder,
I think it's either 6'1 or 5'10". I'm going to say 6'1 by the looks of him.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Milton has some beef there in the middle, and the Braves have not been able to move him off the ball. But you know what? What they're doing now is they're setting him up, wearing those big guys down for the fourth quarter.
Wing goes to the far side. That's Schaefer Knights on the wing. Tight end appears to be on that side as well, and he is. Balestrini pointing out the blocking scheme now as he comes to the line. Guys are ready to snap the ball, and he does. Handoff on the counter, McCormick. McCormick makes a one-man miss, crosses the line to the the 30-yard line to the 29 and is swallowed up there at the 29-yard line. Looked like that might have been Canelo again, the linebacker.
Nate Shaw, the middle linebacker, got him as the cross. But they're having a lot of success for that inside handoff.
The third down and 8 from the Milton 27-yard line. Man-to-man coverage here on the near side with Pfeiffer. And Pfeiffer's got about 3-4 inches on the defender, too. Balestrini under center. He looks this way. Now he comes back. He's looking at Pfeiffer on the slant. Pfeiffer can't hang on to it. It might have been a first down if he hung on to it. Right there to make the play, though, was Rife, but that play was definitely there for Shikalimi.
Yeah, he had it out on his fingertips. Rafe was on him, but had he gotten that with a full head of steam, I think he would have run right through the arm tackles.
And that's one of those, I think there might be two plays called, because Balestrini looks to the near side right at Pfeiffer to see what the coverage is, and he might have checked off to another play if that coverage was closer. Fourth down and 7 from the Shikalimi 27. Make that the Milton 27. They are 1 of 2 on fourth down conversions tonight. Rolling out to the near side. Balestrini steps up, fires it, and he overthrows one receiver and underthrows the other. Kind of that ball might have got, his hand might have gotten tipped or bumped a little bit on that pass. There was a lot of pressure up there.
Yeah, Josh Dobb came off the corner and had him boxed in. He had to step up and throw in the run and just was not able to get any accuracy on the football, so they will turn the ball over again.
So again, the Braves turn the ball over on downs, this time at the 27-yard line. And Milton will take over at their own 27 with 4:47 to go here in a scoreless first quarter. Milton with their second possession, and it has basically been Ethan Rao left, Ethan Rao right, Ethan Rao up the middle.
Yeah, I'm looking defensively for the Braves. I haven't seen Connor Fitzgerald out there. He was supposed to be starting as a safety.
This one goes to Canelo off the left side. Canelo makes a man miss behind the line, and a late flag coming in. I believe this one might be against Shikalimi for a late hit as they spot him at the 31-yard line.
Canelo runs straight up, but boy, is he a tough runner.
Actually, I'll correct that. They're going to spot him at the 34. And that is a personal foul against Shikalimi, so that's going to be 15 yards in the opposite direction for the Braves this time. That time we saw a shifted eye in the pistol formation for Milton, where both of the backs in the eye were to the right of Rao in the pistol. That'll spot it at the 49-yard line. That's the first, I believe that's the first 15-yard penalty against the Braves this season. Braves only averaging about 3 penalties a game.
And Milton overloading the right side.
Shikalimi averaging 1.5 penalties a game. Coming to the near side, it's the running back. And actually, it's going to be a running back. It's a new one that I wasn't expecting. It's Xavier, actually.
Xavier Minium,
the wide receiver that's carrying that one. Minier with his second carry of the year, averaging 10 yards a carry. That one at 9, so 9.5 now. Rounded up to 10.
Well, Balestrini stopped him from getting any more than that as he drug him down from behind.
One receiver to the far side of the field. Two to the near. Ball in the near hash mark. Here's the handoff. Goes to Valadares. Valadares gets the first down and powers his way across the 35-yard line for a nice gain of about 7.
Picture-perfect tackle by Davis Marshall from his outside linebacking position.
So Milton will move the chains via non-penalty this time as Rao brings the play in from Coach Phil Davis on the sidelines. 3:43 to go, scoreless first quarter here at Alumni Field in Milton between Shikalimi and Milton. Broken pistol formation with a back to the right of Rao, and it's going to go to, Valadares was going to get that one, but he went the wrong way, and Weir is all over that one, and he drags down Rao for a loss of 1 on that broken play. That was a pivot to the right direction. The running back didn't go to that direction.
He went the wrong way. Valadares definitely was supposed to have that ball, but, boy, Weir really turned on the Jets to grab the quarterback from behind there.
Well, he leads the team now with 26 tackles on the season. That will be his second tackle for a loss. Also has a sack on the year. Second down and 11, clock winding under 3 to go. Ball at the Shikalimi 35-yard line. Milton with their first drive into Shikalimi territory. They'll shift the tight end and the wing to the far side and overload everybody to the left. That's where the pitch is going to be. Valadares is strung out by Weir, and Weir will come up and make the tackle after a gain of about two.
Well, that time Valadares knew he was going to get the ball. He was ready for it with a pitch. You know, Milton came out with in their first series with just quarterback run, and now they're starting to show a little bit more versatility. I think they've used two different running backs now.
Well, and a third one when you consider the wide receiver carried one, too.
Yeah.
On the Alexander Family Dealerships out-of-town scoreboard, Danville leads Lewisburg 7-0 in the first. Loyal Sox 7, Hughesville nothing also in the first. We'll get you an update on our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week after this play. Third down and 8 at the Shikellamy 37. Back to pass. Rao, pressure's coming. He is going to be sacked at the 40-yard line. Coming up with the sack for the Braves, Curtis Raker, his first of the season.
Boy, they needed him back, didn't they? He came in from that defensive end position. Stopped that play quickly. They had two receivers over on the left side slanting towards the middle, and Raker made sure he didn't have enough time to get it downfield to him.
Well, this has been a Shikellamy field position positive game all the way so far. Minium now will punt the ball away from the midfield stripe, and for once, Milton will tilt the field the opposite direction. And it looks like they're short one player, Milton is, and with 10 seconds to go, they're going to get him on the field, try and get him set with five, and snap the ball. And they will. He will roll to the right and kind of rugby punt it. Hits at the 20 to the 15 and rolls out of bounds at the 19-yard line. No,
yep,
actually the 15-yard line.
15, yep.
15-yard line is where the Braves will take over.
Good punt.
And a quick update on our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Selinsgrove Grove, Shamokin. Shamokin leading Selinsgrove 7-0 in the first. So the Braves now with the ball for the third time after the Black Panthers' second punt of the game, and they have been turned it over on downs twice at their own 15-yard line with a minute 3 remaining here in the first quarter. Braves have a split backfield now with a wing to the far side. Hand off right side, running room there for Simcoe. Does he get the corner? Tries a stiff arm. He's going to outrun the safety Minium to the first down marker and pick up another couple after that to the 30-yard line.
I think he ran about 10 yards with his hand in Minium's face, pushing him away, because Minium had him
for at least five yards.
Yeah, he had about 5 yards into the run, and boy, he just ran away from him.
He had him for at least 5 yards on the run, and then just carried him the rest of the way. A gain of 16 at the 31-yard line of Shikellamy. Balestrini under center on the far hash. Hand off near side and getting bounced around there. Not much running room between the tackles for Simcoe. He will get the line of scrimmage with a generous spot. Boy, I tell you what, there wasn't a lot of room. Canelo was in there early and most of the linebacking core.
Some great sportsmanship there with Josh Dobb helping Simcoe up off the ground after he tackled him. Hey, Colton Simcoe, definitely one of the best athletes on the team out there.
And I think the
Gage Wolf are both very good athletes.
I think the Braves are going to let this clock run down, and they are going to let the first quarter clock run down. So after the first 12, it is Milton nothing, Shikellamy nothing. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone, by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg is the lowest price guaranteed, period. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, you're always going to find the lowest price at Blaze Alexander Ford. Check out all our inventory at blazealexanderford.com. And we have one of the largest selections in the state of Pennsylvania on new Fords and pre-owned vehicles. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Make the drive to Route 45 in Lewisburg, where you're always going to get the most for your trade and the lowest price guaranteed. Blaze Alexander Ford Route 45 in Lewisburg, taking the deals the other guys.
Second quarter ready to get underway. It is a scoreless first half so far between Milton and Shikellamy. Braves with the ball twice in the red zone have come up with zero. They'd like to change that now as they have the ball at their own 31-yard line. Alastrini back to pass, has pressure, has time, fires it, and it is incomplete. Boy, he was looking for Connor Fitzgerald that time, and he had a step on the linebacker, Canelo. And, boy, if he would have caught that, that would have been a nice little run down the sideline, Steve.
Yeah, through a rope, but just off the fingertips of Fitzgerald. And I was going to say it's good to see him in there because we didn't see him in there defensively. You don't want to lose the senior talent that he brings to the table with you.
Alumni Field in Milton for Shikellamy Milton tonight on WKOK. Kevin Herr along with Steve Williams filling in for the Chief Dave Ritchie, who has the night off tonight. Coming out to the near side is Pfeiffer. Ball in the middle of the field with a wing to the far side. Balestrini under center. He will go with a straight drop. Pressure coming from Canelo. It's a middle screen, and he had to fire that one quick and got knocked off his feet, intending it for Wolf, and he threw it at the feet of Wolf at about the 35.
Canelo shot out of a cannon. Nobody touched him as he came in from that middle linebacking spot.
Well, you want that to kind of happen that way, but you at least want to slow him up a little bit.
Yeah, rub him. Rub him to slow him down. But he had no impediment whatsoever.
Shikellamy will punt the ball away here with Gittins at his first punt from the 20-yard line. Too deep for Milton. Wagner is to the near side.
You can't catch a number on the other guy.
I think that might be Canelo on the far side. Or Xavier.
It is Minium.
It's Minium who will get it. And he will get it in traffic at the 37. He will drag a tackler to the 39-yard line, literally by the shoe tops, and that's where he will take it. I'll tell you what, that was good hang time, but now we have a penalty, and it'll be running into the kicker against Milton. Now it's an interesting decision. But that if it is running in, it's only five, so that probably won't be as...
Well, that was Trent Schrader that had the ankle down there that now the question, was trying to drag along the field.
Well, the other question is, do they have the option of taking it on the return? Because it won't be a first down if it's only five. Yeah, it is running into the kicker, so they will decline that penalty because it's really not going to do them any good because it would be a punting situation anyway. And the last thing you want to do is give Minium another opportunity to return it.
To drag another ankle tackler down the field with him.
I was thinking that that might have been a 15-yard penalty, and then the decision would be what's the next play. So the Braves are their first punt of the ball game, gives Milton the ball at their own 39-yard line with 11:40 remaining here in the first half of play. Don't forget Service Electric halftime report coming up. Scores from around the region and the stats from tonight's game with our statistician, Don Leitzel. And the handoff right up the gut. This one handed off to Ashton Canelo, and Canelo will pick up about three. Bring up second down and seven as Wolf makes the tackle.
Yeah, Wolf from the inside linebacking position. Fought off a block and made a nice tackle there.
Tell you what, Ethan Rao gets his work in, especially when that ball's on the far hash mark. He comes to the sidelines to Coach Davis every play.
Well, you know, I did Milton football for many years.
Yes,
and
you
did. They've always done that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Even, no matter who the coach was.
Right, yes, even before Coach Davis, when Coach Goodwin was here, quarterback came over to the sideline.
Four receivers, pistol formation, trips to the near side. Pressure's coming, rolling out his Rao. Rao sets, fires down the middle of the field, incomplete, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Xavier Minium. And I'll tell you what, if there was a safety back there that stayed deep, that would have been a pick because that ball was tipped in a dangerous zone up in the air and in the middle of the field.
Well, you know what? Good vision by Rao. That play was designed to go to the right side. He saw there was not going to be anything there because there was a lot of white jerseys, turned around, came back the opposite way. Now, he was running against his arm, but he still delivered a nice pass downfield.
I've never heard that, running against his arm. I like that description.
Well,
he's got two of them.
Yeah.
You've got to run against one of them.
He's going to run against the one that's throwing the football.
Oh, I see. Rau in the pistol with a tight formation to the near side. It's going to be a hidden pitch, and it's going to try to go to Minium, and the Braves are not fooled at all as Duncan Weir drops him for his second tackle for a loss this game, and that one's going to drop it all the way back five more yards, almost six, to the Milton 36-yard line.
Yeah, the Braves didn't bite on that fake pitch.
Well, they bunched everybody to the far side, almost like what the Steelers do, but then they throw out of it. Instead, they ring guys all over the field, and they run it out of there. Here comes the punt, and it is away. This one, a line drive punt that goes over the head of Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer will have to go back, but he's going to end up letting it go. It takes a little bit of a shikalimi roll at the 22-yard line, and that is where the Braves will take over, first and 10 at the 22 with 10:08 remaining here in the half. No score.
That rugby-style punt is really working well for the Black Panthers. And the last time they punted, he punted it out at the 15-yard line. That time, punted it away from the receiver and Braves with no chance of a return.
You don't have, and for those of you that don't know the rugby punt is you roll the punter out just a little bit to get him clear, and then it's kind of a line drive punt. You let it roll because you do that a lot of times if you have a punter that can't, you know, get a lot of hang time and help the coverage a little bit. And they're doing it very well right now. First and 10 for the Braves. One man in motion to the near side. That's Schaefer Knights. Here's the pitch now coming to Simcoe. Simcoe immediately dropped. Canelo there and also there to come up and make the play is Minium from his safety spot. I think was that Minium? He came all the way from the middle of the field to make that play.
He's all over the place. But I'll tell you what, this Canelo kid, he's one tough customer. I'm impressed with him. Peyton Rarick was in on that too.
Loss of two. I couldn't believe that I saw number three come in that group. Wow.
6'2", 175 sophomore. He's got some skates.
He's got quicks. Under center, moving left to right. Three-step drop. A little out pattern right through the hands of Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer just cannot get the tackiness of those gloves to stick on that football.
Rarick over here on the coverage, but...
Well, that was thrown exactly where it needed to be, Steve, right on the outside, right at the sidelines.
Got to make those catches. That's the second one that should have been caught by the Braves.
Milton making wholesale changes to their defensive line right now. They may play a 3-5, and I think all three guys got shifted out of there. Third down and 11. Maybe this is their dime package.
Well, it's good when you get enough bodies that you can do that, which is unusual in high school football anymore.
Simcoe, the sidecar to the left of Balestrini, and they're going to have to take a timeout or it's a delay of game. And the flag flies, and I don't think they got the timeout beforehand.
Nope.
Yep, that's going to be a five-yard penalty. That'll bring up third down and 16 from the 17-yard line of Shikalimi. 9:25 to go in the first half. Shikalimi and Milton scoreless here on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, WKOK.com as well. Receivers aplenty on this one. Four receivers in the pattern. Weir and also Marshall to the near side. Low snap, back to pass. Looking for Marshall. Got Marshall at the 25. Makes a man miss to the 30, and he's really close to the first down marker. He might be a yard short on a gain of 15 and three quarters.
Slowed up by his own player there, Pfeiffer. They just about collided there. They're going to mark it about a foot short.
And this is, again, an opportunity for fourth down conversion.
They had guys slanting into the middle from both sides, and unfortunately they met.
One for two on fourth down. Now, will this be Balestrini up the middle? Milton may have to take a timeout now, and they do. So Milton now takes their timeout with two remaining. As they did not have the defense set. And this might be one of those where they take four receivers, spread them out, and just let Balestrini go right behind his center for about a half a yard, because that's really all they need is maybe a half a yard, not even quite a full yard.
You know, but Milton's lining up 800 pounds of beef right out there, right off the football.
Well,
those are tough guys to move.
They didn't before the timeout. Yep. I'll put it that way. But that was a good timeout by Coach Davis, because I think he was thinking the same thing you were. We don't have enough meat out there.
Yeah, no, they did. They had their three big linemen out there, Rarick, Jovel, and Fabian.
No, Fabian's back out there as well. And so you're right, Rarick, so is Jovel.
Yep, they were out there. And I thought, I don't want to go up the middle against these guys. Got to wear him out a little bit more first.
Here's the thing. Against a 3-5, in theory, if the linebackers are, if the middle linebackers are playing back a little bit, you as a quarterback pick right cheek or left cheek, and you tap that on the center, and that's the way you run, so he knows which way to block.
Yeah, they got a lot of cheeks out there, though. Those are big guys.
Under center is Ballastrini with 8:46 to go on this fourth and less than a yard. And the ball at the Shikellamy 32-yard line. And the pitch, right side, Semko breaks the tackle, but he can't break the second one as Rarick comes up and makes the play, and that play developed just a little bit slow.
Yeah, Fabian blew that up coming in from that defensive tackle position. He just rushed straight in.
So Milton with the ball at the Shikellamy 32-yard line.
So now it's the Black Panthers working with a short field. Let's see what they can do.
They have not really had a short field all game except for the drive that got them to midfield where they finally changed the field position of this game. They were losing the field position battle from the opening kick. So Rao now will bring him up with a receiver to the near side and Baker, man in the slot. Now they're going to shift the tight end and the wing and really overload the near side. That's the wide side of the field moving right to left. They're going to hand the ball off to Valadares. He will break through the first line to the 30, 36-yard line, and is snuffed out at the 36.
Valadares really quick. He had an older brother that played here a few years ago. Same thing, very quick runner.
Gain of about 5 on the play. We'll bring up second down and 5 for Milton. 8:20 to go, scoreless first half, but Milton thinking they might be able to get some points on the board here in this drive.
Looks like Valadares came off and Nate Shaw went in.
Coming out to the near side is Minium. One lone back in a single back set, and it's going to go to that back, and it is going to be Canelo. Canelo will come close to the first down marker. He had to get to the 20. Got to the 21. It'll be a gain of 4. That'll bring up third down and 1 from the Shikellamy 21.
Hit the line quick and moved him back. Again, impressed with this Canelo kid.
Well, as we said, he had 109 yards coming in, averaging 7 yards a carry. And he's keep this in mind, he's averaging 7 yards a carry on a team that averages 3 yards a rush.
Yeah. Just a tough kid. You can see it.
Going to make it third down and a long one. He'll get the ball again. Yep. He'll cross the 20 and should get the first down. He's going to be really, really close. He had to get about a yard and a half for that first down. Had to get just beyond the 20-yard line. And it looks like from the spot, they have not signaled to move the chains yet. I think they're going to bring in the chains.
They might want to measure that.
One looks like it might be, if he's got it, he's got it literally by the nose of the football, and that's about it. This is really, really close on this third down measurement.
Right now, the Milton offensive line just blowing the Braves right off the ball. They're just running right between the tackles.
And it is, they're gonna be about a link short of a first down. Maybe 2 links short. That would be about it.
Well, it's a hot night. Thermal expansion made that chain a little bit longer.
Thermal
they're going to go with it again.
Oh, it's an educational broadcast. We'll get into the dynamics of thermal expansion at the half.
Right. More physics lessons coming up later.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh Steel. Fourth down and 1. Milton has not attempted a fourth down conversion. They'll go right up the cut. First effort was no good, but the second effort got 5.
That was a left cheek call you talked about earlier.
Yep.
The right cheek wasn't there. The left cheek was.
Rao went right up the middle, and it wasn't there, and he just slid to the left just a little bit further and picked up 5 and a first down at the Shikellamy 15-yard line. 6:57 and counting here in the first half. Still scoreless, but Milton in the red zone for the first time tonight. Milton taking some time in this one. They're going to break the huddle here pretty late.
Yep.
They got about 12 on the play clock right now, and they're still talking it out with the running backs here. Canelo, the deep back. Now they're going to shift with 5 seconds on the play clock. Rao in the pistol will get the ball, pivot to his right. Canelo will break the first man that comes up in the tackle. He will not get past the second, and it'll be no gain.
Strung out nicely by the Braves on the left side. They had better luck running up the gut.
I'll tell you, well, there was good early penetration by Duncan Weir again, who's been in the backfield almost as much as the running backs tonight for Milton. Second down and 10. Ball at the 15-yard line. And again, they're huddling up very late, huddling up with 15 as Rao brings it in. They'll break the huddle this time even later with 10.
Yeah, they got to hurry.
And they'll quickly have to bring a receiver out to the wide side of the field. The ball on the far hash mark, 4 on the play clock. Pistol formation, make that shotgun, gets it off. Round to the middle of the field, and it is intercepted! Intercepted by Pfeiffer. He goes right around the receiver and picks it off at the 4-yard line for the first pick of the season.
Boy, he baited the quarterback along there. He was playing off of the receiver, and when the ball was in the air, he cut up underneath it and just grabbed it. That might be the Braves' first reception of the game. It was an interception.
That might actually be our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game if the Braves can convert that into points. But they've got a long way to go at the 3-yard line with 5:42 to go, but deny Milton in the red zone.
Only 96 yards in 5:42.
No, you got 2 timeouts. You're good. Now it's going to be actually a change at quarterback. It's going to be Wertmann. Wertmann will hand it off and give it over to the right side to Semkoe. Semkoe still pushing the pile after he got to the 5, and he'll push the pile to the 8-yard line. Gain of 5, second down, maybe gain of 4, second down and 6.
Kept the legs churning. Moved a couple of those black jerseys backwards.
So again, in at quarterback is Brandon Wertmann, a 6'1", 165 junior, 1 of 2 on the year, 11 yards on his lone completion. He does have a carry for 1 yard.
You got to wonder if this is just a changeup or if something's going on with Balestrini.
Let's see if we can get a look at them on the sideline and see what's going on. On the far side of the field, one receiver, a long stretch to get it to Semkoe that time, and Semkoe will get down to the 10-yard line, a gain of about 2 on the play.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking over there, I don't see him. But it's good that he's not sitting on the bench with somebody working on him also.
Well, that's a positive thing. There's no issue on injury there.
Okay, I think I see him sitting over there.
Third down and 4. Yeah, the scoreboard says 3. It's more like 4 at about the 11-yard line. And Wertmann under center. He will hand the ball off. Semkoe met immediately, yeah. And he is just immediately dropped. And, again, Nolan lost the line. Linebacker comes up and he just swallows him up for luckily no gain because it could have been a loss.
Yeah, it looked like it was going for a loss. Gittins will come on to punt.
Now this is a really key punt here. If Gittins can get this one off and Milton can't return it, there's an opportunity here for the Braves not to panic here. But if he gets it over to the side where number 3 is, Minium could be taking that one a good way. And Milton is going to give him a first down.
Yeah.
Milton jumps offside, and it's a free 5, and the Braves will get a conversion via penalty.
Nate Fabian, who stopped the last Brave drive, going to give him another shot at 10 here.
So the O will come back out. Forget about the punt. 3:10 remaining. Make that 3:50 remaining. Ball now spotted at the 15-yard line after the 5-yard penalty, first and 10. Wertmann in at quarterback. The 6'1", 165 junior will bring him to the line. They'll send Marshall out to the far side of the field, wing to the near side. Wertmann with backs offset behind him. Milton really showing pressure now. They're going to send Schaefer Knights in motion. It's going to go to Semkoe. Semkoe spins off the first man, keeps going sideways for a gain of about 3. He got met right at the line of scrimmage, Steve, and still kept the Pistons going there.
Yeah, they faked that jet sweep handoff, gave it to Semkoe. That drew some of the right side linebackers along with the jet sweep.
But they'll fake that a couple of times, but then you'll get hit with it, and if you're not seeing it coming, it goes a long way, that jet sweep. Second down and 7. Clock winding with 3 minutes to go here in the first half, still scoreless. Braves getting the ball, to continue the drive. As Balestrini comes back in at quarterback now. 4 wide receivers. Balestrini rolling out to the near side. It's going to be a run all the way. He gets to the edge to the 20 and hammered out of bounds at the 22-yard line. There wasn't a whole lot of running room there, but he made something out of nothing there.
And he knew he was going to get hit because you could see him starting to go in a slide. He's going to come off.
He will come off. No, I think he's just coming in for the play.
Okay.
He's coming into Coach Coombe for the play.
I talked to him a little bit earlier. He's had some shoulder issues. I asked him how it was, and he said, you know, he says, I played baseball. I lifted weights. He said it's sore, but I can live with it.
Third down and four at the Shikellamy 22-yard line. 2:10 remaining in a scoreless first half, and the Braves are short a player. They're going to have to use a timeout.
They're going to have to call a timeout. You saw him waving for somebody.
So let's take this opportunity and update you on the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard. Lewisburg trailing Danville 7-0 in the second. Loyal Sock 20, Hughesville nothing in the first. Montoursville leading Mifflinburg 14-0. It is Central Columbia 14, Midwest nothing, that in the second. And in Southern Columbia leading Warrior Run 42-0 in the second.
Yeah, on their second play.
Here's the interesting, you know, this was really, I almost made this our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Jersey Shore leading Central Mountain 6-0 in the first at Jersey Shore tonight. South Williamsport leading Montgomery 21-0. Sayre 14-0 over Kawaneski Valley in the second. You can see all those scores online. Just go to WKOK.com and click on the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard.
Lewisburg, another surprising team, and I thought they would win the Little Brown Jug last week against Mifflinburg at the Wildcats. That's the first time they've won that in a couple years.
Indeed. Third down and four at the 22-yard line here at Alumni Field in Milton. Kevin Herr along with Steve Williams filling in for the Chief Dave Richard tonight. He'll be back with us next week at Shamokin. Under center, Balestrini. Rolling out. Pressure's coming. He's got to make a man miss. Now he's going to go to the outside. He's got some running room. Now he's going to fire it at the last second and complete it at the 29-yard line and a sliding catch by Fitz.
He may have even had the first down running after he beat those three defenders that were in the backfield. But saw the receiver open on the left side and just kind of...
Gain of nine on that little flip forward to Fitz.
It's hard to call that a pass, but he got it forward, so...
Fitzgerald with his second complete catch of the season. First and 10, Shikellamy. All the far hash mark moving left to right. Balestrini fumble. Lost the ball. They are on the ball, and it looks like Balestrini might have hopped back on it. He did.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a new center again tonight, and he just has been working really hard at learning the position. And Geiser that time may not have gotten it just in the right spot. So now they'll bring up a second down, and the Braves will change some players around and go wide open spread. Four receivers on this second and 10 from the Shikellamy 28. Direct snap to Balestrini. He's looking to the outside to Weir. Weir makes the catch in front of the defender. He's going down the sidelines. Weir to the 45 and knocked out of bounds by the quickly running Xavier Minium, who truly played his position of safety and made the play as the safety valve.
He was more than halfway across the field when Weir made that catch, and he closed down him and got him. But
28 on the pass play, and that was almost picked, too. Balestrini back to pass, looking downfield. He's going to set up, find the man in the middle, and that's going to be the big man himself, Davis Marshall, with an 8-yard gain and the completion up the middle.
Balestrini took a pretty good hit after he let that ball go, too.
Clock winding under a minute to go. Shikellamy with one timeout remaining. Ball at the Milton 35. Balestrini with 45 seconds to go. Back to pass. He's got to go downfield. He's going to set up. Looking long. Fitz is wide open. And he can't catch it at the 9-yard line. Oh, my. Fitzgerald was wide open, and there was nothing but the green, green grass of the end zone.
He was open by 15 yards.
Oh,
I think he went over, picked up the ball, threw it to the ref before the defender even got back to him. He was so open.
So now the Braves will take their final timeout, or did Milton take that timeout? There's one timeout on the board for each team. I believe Milton took that.
So they were beaten bad on that play. They didn't want that to happen again.
Well, down in the, everybody was looking at, they were looking at Duncan Weir. And Weir coming as the outside receiver. They never saw Fitzgerald in the slot run the little out pattern behind Weir. Weir cuts his off early on the out, and running the corner pattern was Fitzgerald, and Fitz almost got himself six.
He just
got stretched out a little bit too far. Oh, wow.
You know, there's two things that high school defensive secondaries don't do well. They don't cover slot receivers, and they don't cover tight ends. And that's where he came from, that slot. Nobody knew he was there.
Well, Balestrini now with 38.6 to go and one timeout remaining for Shikellamy. They'll have four receivers in the pattern. Back to pass. Four-man rush. Looking long downfield. He's trying to get it out there. An incomplete intended for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer had two on him, and the secondary deep coverage by Rarick, the linebacker, came back there because he's got corner speed as a linebacker on coverage. Almost came up with the pick in the end zone.
Yeah, just beyond his hands, Peyton Rarick, a 160-pound freshman.
31.9 to go, but the Braves are looking at a fourth down and about two at the Milton 36-yard line. Still no score in this game, but the Braves with an interception at their own at the Milton 5-yard line, trying to turn it into points here.
They're going to put Fitzgerald over in that slot on the left side again. Let's see if they go back to him.
And it's going to be a run, and Balestrini goes nowhere. And Milton will have the clock stop with a change of possession, and the Braves are unable to convert on fourth down as Balestrini got snowed under for a loss of four, and Milton will have the ball at their own 43-yard line, first and 10.
Gary Verdinelli, just a freshman, 210-pound freshman, blew that play up from the right end position.
And a turnover on downs at the Milton 43-yard line. Milton will have maybe three plays here with one timeout remaining. Braves are going to play a little bit of safety prevent here. And shotgun formation. Looked like somebody might have moved. It's going to be Rao running. Oh, the football! Shikamalee's on it! Turnover for the Braves! And coming up with the football for Shikellamy is going to be Curtis Raker with his first fumble recovery of the year.
That was Schaefer Knights that punched that ball out as Rao was running by him. He just got an arm in and ripped the thing loose. It came flying up, and the Braves back in business.
22.5 remaining now. Shikellamy back on the football on the offensive side. Ball in the near hash mark, moving left to right at the 42-yard line.
Wow. You stop him, you get the ball back, man, you got to take a shot.
22 seconds remaining.
We're in Fitzgerald in the slot. They haven't been able to cover these guys.
They're going to go to the near side, and catching it and going out of bounds immediately is going to be number two, Davis Marshall. Marshall will end up getting spotted. Let's see if they put him for a gain of five, maybe six, at the 38-yard line. Clock stopped with 18.1 to go. Now, remember, Gittin's range, you got to get inside the 20 to give him a shot, really. His long, I think, last year was 27. Shotgun sidecar left. Balestrini with the direct snap. He's got some time. He's going to go long down the edge, down the sidelines. He's got an open man, and it's caught by Fitz. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Boy, he tiptoed down the sideline. Referee was right there. If he would have had even his little toe out. But, man, oh, man, he did a nice dance into the end zone.
And with 9.6 to go, Braves are on the board with a catch from Fitzgerald as Balestrini throws his first touchdown of the season, a 36-yarder. Extra point coming on the hold of Weir. 9.6 remaining. Snap is high, sets down, the kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is inside the left upright and good. 7-0 Shikellamy after the 36-yard touchdown reception by Fitzgerald. And Fitz was open, as you said, Fitz was open down the sidelines because Milton was playing don't let him get behind you. Well, he didn't get behind you. He got down the sidelines and got around him.
Yeah,
that's the best way to put it.
They've not been able to cover him or Weir.
Well, I tell you what, when you look at the Shikellamy wide receivers, right, or the four wideout set, you've got Weir, you've got Marshall, you've got Fitz, you've got Pfeiffer. You got two guys that are 6'2", 6'4", and then you got two guys that aren't that big but are really, really quick in Weir and in Fitz. So I'll tell you what, it's a tough matchup. It is definitely a tough matchup.
Connor Fitzgerald's one of those kids that I've been watching play since he was just a little guy. I've been watching these guys for a long time. I've always been impressed with his athleticism. His dad played a number of years ago.
7-0 Shikellamy, 9.6 to go in our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Could be that fumble as Milton thought that they would have a chance to take into the halftime lead as they get the ball to start the second half. There's a squib kick, bounces high at about the 30. Milton can't get on the ball. It's a freebie, and Chickalamy says they have it.
Yep, they do say they have it. Let's see. The guys in the black and white are the ones.
And Chickalamy does have the football. Coming up with it is Luke Snyder. And the Braves are in business at the 31-yard line with 4.9 to go, and they can take a shot to the end zone.
That is their only play right now.
So the squib kick bounces right off the chest of a Milton up-back returner and bounces into the hands of Luke Snyder, the 5'9", 165 freshman. Officials are holding things up. The question, there were some fans saying about start the clock, and of course it's not started until the player touches the ball. And the officials have the clock on the field, so we'll see if there is time remaining or if they need to adjust the clock. And it doesn't look like they're going to adjust the game clock. So with 4.9 to go at the 31-yard line, the Braves will bring out everybody one more time. Shotgun, four receivers in the pattern. In motion to the near side. It's going to be a give to Weir. Weir's going to throw it. He's looking for Balestrini, and Balestrini looked down the side or down the field instead of doing an out pattern. If he did the out pattern where Weir threw it, he had a shot to make that one work.
Yeah, that was a zag pass, but a zig receiver.
Still 0.5 to go. Still one play left. And are they going to bring in? Oh, yeah, they're going to bring in Gittens.
He's going to tee it up for a 49-yard
field. No, this is going to be 59. Yeah, 49, 40, you're right.
They're setting it up on the 39-yard line.
And here comes the snap. It's good. The set's down. The kick is up. And that one is short, and it will roll into the end zone. It hasn't rolled in there yet. That's still a live ball yet. That is still a live ball. They haven't picked it up. Now the officials say, okay, we'll let it go.
I was going to say, they sounded the horn, and they're all running to the, running to the locker room. Maybe you ought to run down there and get it.
That ball technically had not gone into the end zone yet, and it could have been returned, but Milton didn't have anybody back there for it. So an interesting last 30 seconds of this first half makes it 7-0 Chickalamy on WKOK and WKOK.com.
I'm Art Thomas, president of Diversified Construction. Bathroom modifications, outside ramps and vertical platform lifts, stair glides and door widenings are some of the construction services we provide. Our certified aging-in-place specialist can meet with your family to discuss projects that keep people living where they want to be. Don't wait for a crisis situation. Diversified Construction can help keep you safe at home. Visit our website, check out our Facebook page, and call us today for a free site visit and consultation. Diversified Construction, proud to be the consumer's choice.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
The Chief with the night off tonight. Steve Williams joining me here at Alumni Field in Milton, where it has been very interesting. The Braves 2-4 on fourth down conversions tonight. Started with the football at the Milton 45-yard line as the Black Panthers decided to open up the game with what was basically a surprise onside. They got it down to the Milton 5-yard line before they turned it over on downs. Milton punted the ball back, and the Braves were able to march it down again after starting at the Milton 45-yard line with 6:27 to go in the first quarter. And again, down into Milton territory at the 27-yard line, turned it over on downs again. And after a couple of four straight punts back and forth, into the second quarter, the Braves got the ball with 8:41 remaining as Milton started to drive at the Shikellamy 32-yard line. And Pfeiffer picks off the ball at the 5-yard line, where the Braves ended up taking the ball and again turning it over on downs to the Milton 43, denying Milton an opportunity for a red zone score. At the Milton 45-yard line, the Braves were able to recover a fumble, their first fumble recovery of the night. So that would be the second turnover so far of the game. And again, could not do anything with that. Milton, or Shikellamy then, with the ball with 22 seconds remaining at the Milton 42-yard line, ended up marching it down for the touchdown for a 36-yard touchdown pass from Balestrini to Fitzgerald, and that made it 7-0 with the extra point with just 22 seconds to go. So we thought, okay, that's where the Braves are going to go in the halftime locker room. Braves end up squibbing the ensuing kickoff, hits one of the Milton up men in the chest, bounces off, and it is recovered by the Shikellamy Braves' Luke Snyder at the Milton 31-yard line with 4.9 to go. And the Braves, with two plays, had a shot to put points on the board right before the half again, but could not quite get it done. They lead 7-0 after a 36-yard touchdown from Balestrini to Connor Fitzgerald. And as you said, Steve, Fitz was tiptoeing the sideline to stay in bounds for that touchdown.
Well, you know, coming in, of course, we expected to be talking about Balestrini and Weir a lot. You know, their name goes down in Sunbury and Shikellamy football. Their grandfathers or great-grandfathers have been doing this for years. So we knew what we were going to see there. Connor Fitzgerald, boy, I tell you, and you know, earlier he was wide open, the ball just beyond his reach. Basically the same play, he got open. Really impressive, and I'll tell you the thing that has really helped the Braves here is the return of Jared Oakes. You're not going to call his number a whole lot because he's a lineman. You know, he's got his hands down in the dirt, so he doesn't get a lot of recognition, but he's doing a good job for the Braves. And those two guys, I think, are the difference right now from what we're seeing. Gittens, good job picking. Tried a 49.
Well, that was what I didn't add in there, was the 49-yard attempt. That one he got. You know, remember he tried about a 22-yarder earlier in game one, and that one got blocked at Central Mountain. But this one got in the air, and it got down to about the 10-yard line and enrolled until it got to about the 1. Milton did not have anybody back, and you know what? They could have returned that one if they had somebody back. The official did not wave the ball dead at the 1-yard line because it didn't quite go into the end zone, and the ball boys actually started to go get it. The official waves them off. And then everybody, when they heard the horn, went into the locker room, so the official said, all right, let's go.
So it's technically still a live ball.
It is technically still a live ball. It is not existing at the 1-yard line, but it technically is a live ball, and I'm not sure if the Milton Black Panther band recovers it and runs it in for a touchdown if that would count. I don't know about that, but As I said, it's been a very entertaining and interesting first half here at Milton, where the Braves lead the Milton Black Panthers by a score of 7-0. We'll take a look at the scoreboard and give you some of the first half stats when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs, everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
It's game time, and the team at I'm the Guy Basement Systems is ready to give you a customized game plan to fix your basement's problems. Moisture, seepage, mold, those are serious problems that won't go away on their own. Let ITG help. We offer free inspections to ensure your home is dry and healthy. Visit ITGBasementSystems.com to schedule your free estimate today.
ITG Basement Systems, I'm the guy to make it dry.
I admit it, my SUV is like the messiest vehicle on the planet. I'm that car that no one wants to ride along in. Getting the inside of this baby clean was way beyond possible, I thought. Until I found Hoopy's Detailing right here in Sunbury. The owner, Mike, personally fully cleans and vacuums your car's interior, and it is spotless. He's a perfectionist and treats your car like it's a luxury vehicle, no matter how messy. Book your spot now for Hoopy's Detailing, Race Street, Sunbury. That's H-O-O-P-I-E-S Detailing. Hoopy's Detailing. Find them on Facebook.
No heat?
Better call McCreary.
Furnace is broke.
Better call McCreary.
Boiler not boiling?
Better call McCreary.
Heat pump tune up for winter.
Already?
Yep, already.
Better call McCreary.
Service, repair, installations. Call us because we're the best. McCreary's HVAC. Oh, and even R for refrigeration.
Better call McCreary's.
Call 570-473-8815 or on that device of yours. McCreary's HVAC Inc.com.
Better call McCreary's.
Service Electric Halftime Report here at Alumni Field in Milton, where Shikellamy leads Milton by a score of 7-0. On the ground, Semko, 14 carries, 40 yards. Ballastrini, 2 carries, 17 yards. Wolf with a carry for 15. McCormick, who got his first 3 carries of the season, has 9 yards. Almost got himself a touchdown early in the game, too. Ballastrini, 6 for 14 with a touchdown. His first touchdown of the season, 101 yards. That has surpassed the amount of yardage he has gotten in the first 2 games alone. Marshall with 3 catches for 29 yards. Fitzgerald, 2 catches, 44 yards and a touchdown. And Weir with a catch for 28. Milton and Rao, 0 for 2 with 1 interception and no yards passing on the ground. Valadares with three carries, 16 yards. Canelo leading the way with 6 carries for 23 yards. Rao with 3 carries, 0 yards. Menium with 4 carries for 1 yard. That puts Milton with 33 yards offense in the first half. Shikellamy with 184, 8 first downs to Milton's 3. And Milton with 3 turnovers in that first half. We said when they came into this game they were plus 2. They're now minus 1. And the Braves are plus 1 in the turnover ratio.
Yeah, the Braves, they didn't turn it over. The Braves took it away.
Well, that's a good point. Really,
that was the difference. They maybe turned it over before, but Schaefer Knights ripped that ball loose so that the fumble recovered by he took it out of the hands of the quarterback.
Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
We'll take a look at scores from around the region as we continue. This is the Service Electric Halftime Report from Alumni Field in Milton. Shikellamy 7, Milton nothing on WKOK.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new Jeep Renegade up to $7,000. Jeep Adventure Day discounts all month long, great selection, 0% financing on many Jeep models. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
It's coming soon. Hand-rolled ice cream at Route 11 Coffee and Cream on the Nori Danville Highway. What's hand-rolled ice cream? Route 11 Coffee and Cream staff rolls out ice cream as you watch, and then you pick the toppings. Candied walnuts and caramel sauce?
Sure.
Oreos and peanut butter cups?
Heck yeah.
Cherries and raspberries?
Okay.
Candy corn?
No. Don't do that.
Invent your own ice cream and watch it prepared right in front of you.
Divine.
Like Route 11 Coffee and Cream on Facebook to learn about the grand opening.
Hubs Home Oxygen and Medical Supplies is proud to support the Shikellamy Braves. Like the quarterback, they are the leaders in the field of home health, medical equipment, and respiratory services. Visit us online to learn more, or stop by our newest location in Sealands Grove at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Go Braves!
Sportsmen, join us at Martz's Gap View Hunting Preserve. Located 15 miles south of Sunbury, Martz's has 1,200 acres of upland game bird hunting habitat and has been an excellent place to enjoy an outdoor family experience since 1957. Martz's also offers continental shoots, sporting clays, wobble trap, and lodging. We thank our veterans for their sacrifices for the greatest country on the planet with special events. Visit us online at martzes.com.
You'll see the world of difference at Central Vision Eye Care in the Susquehanna Valley. Conserving and improving your vision with the latest ophthalmic technology is the commitment of Dr. Daniel Facero and Dr. Tara Unsicker-Facero. Central Vision Eye Care is scheduling appointments for their locations in Lewisburg, Milton, and Montoursville. Central Vision Eye Care, for vision exams, medical exams, cataract surgery. Central Vision Eye Care, where patients are their focus. See us at centralvisioneyecare.com or call 570-768-4970. That's 570-768-4970. 4970.
Service Electric Halftime Report. We're here in Alumni Field in Milton. It is Shikellamy 7, Milton nothing. Also at the half, Shamokin 16, Sealands Grove nothing. Danville leading Lewisburg 14-0 in the second. Loyal Sock 48, Hughesville nothing in the second. Montoursville 28, Mifflinburg nothing that game in the second. Central Columbia pounding Midwest 35-0 in the second. Halftime score now for Southern Columbia shutting out Warrior Run 49-0. Jersey Shore 26, Central Mountain 7. Jersey Shore telling their neighbors to the west that you still haven't won the Northern Tier battle yet. 26-7 Jersey Shore in the second. South Williamsport 20, Montgomery 7 in the second. I think this is South Williamsport's first game since having a little bit of an outbreak in their team earlier this year, or earlier this month. And at the half, it is Sayre 14, Kawanuski Valley nothing. Milton will receive the kick when we return as we wrap up the Service Electric Halftime Report.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
In difficult times, our thoughts center on protecting and providing for our families. A well-thought-out estate plan is essential to that goal. The Shock Law Office in Sealands Grove will help tailor a plan and documents to help you meet your individual needs and goals. If you care for a loved one who is elderly or has special needs, the Shock Law Office can prepare a plan that helps protect their assets and their access to public benefit programs. Call the Shock Law Office at 570-492-7133 to schedule an in-person or remote appointment to discuss your plan. Or find them on the web at shochlaw.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Getting ready for the second half kick, where Milton will receive tonight, trailing it 7-0. to the Shikellamy Braves. Braves are able to get some things going. The passing game there late. Of course, it was very late in the first half, Steve.
Yeah, you know, with over 100 yards, and if you think about the drop passes, Ballastrini could have had another 60 to 75 yards. If he gets another 100 yards in the second half, they win.
And this defense for Shikellamy has been challenged a couple of times with some short fields. They've come up big. Three turnovers in the game, and of course, a big interception for the Braves by John Pfeiffer may have saved Shikellamy from giving Milton an early lead in this game.
Yeah, I don't think we can overstate how important getting that first touchdown is. When you have two teams that are in the situation like this, hungry for that first win, trying to get their season started, that first touchdown is huge. You know, confidence is a muscle you can train. I talked to Coach Davis, earlier, and he said, it's just a problem that they've had, is getting these kids to believe in themselves, because they've had several bad seasons in a row. Braves don't want to get into that situation.
Well, and we saw a little bit of it last week when Shikellamy fell behind early. There was a scoop score by Jersey Shore's defense, and you saw a little bit of that frustration come out. Mm-hmm. Now, this is obviously the first time that the Braves have had the lead. They have now outscored their first two games, only scoring 6 points in the first game, and of course none last week. So for the first time, not only have they put points on the board right before the half, but now they have the lead for the first time all year. We'll see how they play along with the lead.
Yeah, with a teenage boy, if you kill the head, the body follows. So I can't overstate how important getting that touchdown was, and the way they got it, too, with a nice 36-yard pass out there.
Couple of options coming up for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll have that for you in the postgame tonight. So the Black Panthers ready to return this one. Gittens will punt it, a kick it away from the far hash mark. It's a line drive kick taken by one of the up men, and it is going to be Shelley over to the right side. He gets to the 25, to the 30. And he's going to be short of the 35. They'll spot him about the 34-yard line. That's where Milton will take over first and 10.
Gabe Whelan with a tackle for the Braves. Freshman. 230 pounds. They got some big ninth graders. Man, the halls are crowded at the middle school.
So second half possession, first one for Milton of this second half, and Rao will bring things out. This has been a Milton offense. It was really struggling in the first half to move the ball. Had a couple of first downs, three of them, and that's been about it.
Well, they showed a couple different looks. They came out with their first series and just did all quarterback runs before trying to run the ball a little bit.
And this time it will be a run. Coming out to the near side is Minium. Canelo. Canelo will make a man miss and get back to the line of scrimmage. Was that Pfeiffer that brought him down from his
Pfeiffer.
Corner spot?
Yeah, Pfeiffer came up from the corner spot.
That'll be a gain of... He got two out of that. I didn't think he was going to get that many because he got strung out pretty well. That was
he
good
ran a long distance for 2 yards.
He did. He got a lot of effort out of that, that's for sure. Round now comes back in. They'll break the huddle a little bit earlier than they have the last couple of possessions. Rao will have a sidecar right, a bunch to the near side. This is where they like to run that little misdirection. Instead, they're going to run a pitch, and Simcoe is all over it. He was right there to make the play as soon as that ball was pitched, and he played his dog position exactly like you want him to.
Yeah,
no gain.
Valadares taking the pitch into the short side of the field. Simcoe gave him nowhere to go.
Third down and 9 for Milton. As we start the second half here on WKOK and WKOK.com. Rao with the ball. Rao with the play. Now will come up and send his line to the ball. They'll send three receivers to the far side, moving right to left on the near hash. Sidecar right, back to pass. Rao rolls out on the waggle, fires it downfield, intercepted! Coming back the other way with it is Marshall, and Marshall will pick it up to about the 34-yard line. Nope, I'm going to correct that. That's Ballastrini on the interception.
I was going to say, Marshall was a little bit deeper. Ballastrini played that perfectly.
So the fourth turnover of the game and the second INT, this one, goes into the hands of Ballastrini.
So, again, the Braves with a takeaway. They've had three.
Now the ball with a short field at the Milton 33-yard line. 10:22 to go third quarter, leading at 7-0. Marshall to the far side of the field, the wing to the near side. That's where Schaefer Knights is going to be hanging out. They won't shift him in motion. Almost leaving early was the guard. Simcoe will get it on that guard trap, and he will come out to the 31-yard line. It'll be a gain of two.
Took a mini Saquon Barkley leap there for an extra yard or two.
Well, I tell you what, that is a huge loss for the Giants. What a talented running back. He was a lot of their offense that set up everything else.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how the Giants are able to recover from that, if you can.
It was a bad week for the Big Ten overall. Bosa out.
That's true.
It was an ambulance week, that's for sure.
Balestrini with a five-step drop. He'll go outside to Marshall. Marshall makes a man miss, spins off him, leans ahead to the first down marker, and he's got the first down and maybe a bonus yard or two as he's spun out of bounds by Canelo.
Marshall did a good job of driving that defender and then turned around, and the ball was put there just as soon as he turned around. That was the difference in that play.
That'll be a gain from the 31-yard line to the 21-yard line. That'll be 10 and a first down. Braves moving to the end zone to our right with 9:30 to go, and Balestrini will bring him up under center. Backs are offset with a wing to the near side. Under center now with 10. He'll hand the ball off. Right side. Running room there for McCormick. McCormick had some room, and then all of a sudden, boy, there was running room, but it closed up quickly to the 20-yard line. He'll pick up about one.
Going to hobble off, too.
I'll tell you, coming up again is Nathan Loss in that linebacker position. That sophomore has been all over the football tonight. Gain of two will bring up second down and eight. Clock winding with under 8:50 to go here in the first half. Excuse me, in the third quarter.
Marshall way out to the left side. Good place for a slant.
Balestrini with a five-step drop. He's going to go to the corner of the end zone. Out of the hands of his intended receiver, Marshall. Marshall might have bounced that one off his face mask because that was going to be six. Boy, Marshall had about 4 inches on his defender out there, and that was going to be a battle to try and get a hand in there.
Kadir Hebert.
Yeah, Hebert.
Kadir Herbert.
That was going to be a really, really tough matchup. And they're going to be out there again.
Yep.
See if they go to that same play again. Third down and seven. Make it third down and eight. Balestrini under center. Rolling out to the near side. It's going to be an inside handoff. Falls on the ground. Shikalimi may have gotten that one back at the 30. Make that the 25-yard line. And I think it was Schaefer Knights that hopped back on that football.
I was just going to say, Herbert, just 5'9", matched up against 6'5".
Yeah, that's about right for Davis.
That's a nice mismatch for the Braves over there.
So it'll be fourth down and 13, and if my memory serves, the Braves, I think, are 2-for-5 on fourth down conversions tonight. They'll send two receivers to the far side. Fitz in the slot. Pfeiffer on the far side. Weir in the slot to the near side with Marshall. Shotgun sidecar left, Balestrini. Balestrini has time. Fires it downfield. He's looking for Weir. Incomplete. Oh. Great defensive play by Minium as he tips that one away at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, Weir had the outside position on him. Minium came over, knocked the ball away. Good coverage by Xavier Minium.
So a turnover on downs, and Milton will take over at their own 25-yard line with 7:41 to go here in the third quarter. Shikalimi leading it 7-0. Opportunities for the Braves. They just have not been able to make those. They had one big play, but, boy, did they have a couple of opportunities here in this drive to make really big plays. And now it looks like Rao has something that he didn't like. Or he was changing the play, and it's going to be a handoff right side. If he did change the play, Valadares was the right one to give it to. He gains 11 and a first down to the 36-yard line.
Good quickness by Valadares. If it was a broken play, it was in the Black Panthers' favor.
I think that maybe he saw that maybe one of the outside linebackers playing a little bit differently than he expected and decided to just kind of call that play off the right side because he pointed to his helmet really quick to the outside receivers, and it appeared to me like he was changing from a route to a blocking scheme. Then again, he could be doing that anyway, and I'm just trying to fake me out, and it worked.
But it's impressive nonetheless.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the first part. And, and they had 10 seconds on the play clock, but I think there was movement on the line of scrimmage for Milton. And I'm going to correct that. It was against Shikalimi encroachment.
Got to line up behind the ball, boys. If Valadares was in motion, I think we're going to see a little bit more of him in the second half than what we did in the first half.
Rao comes back from the sidelines with 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Shikalimi leading it by a slim 7-0 margin. Baker comes out to the near side with a slot receiver next to him, a broken pistol, really. And it's going to be Valadares right up the middle of the 50-yard line. Spins off a tackler to the 45-yard line. And a big gain of 15 and a first down.
He hit and spun. I didn't see which Brave it was.
Well, it was hard to tell because he was a speed bump.
Yeah.
It was just, okay. I'll just continue to run.
He had no chance of bringing him down and picked up another six.
That was a solid run, and Milton now starting to gather some first downs. Only had three of them in the first half.
Valadares, 180 pounds. Good size running back for high school.
And here's the handoff. He's going to go to Valadares again. He breaks another tackle on the line of scrimmage. An arm tackle on the leg just isn't going to bring him down. He'll get to the 38-yard line and a gain of six, second down and four.
He's not afraid to spin either.
Spin and win. Milton now finding something with the 5'10", 180-pound senior that had 83 yards coming into this game, averaging 2 yards a carry. He was the workhorse, not in yardage, but in carries, 38 carries to Canelo's 16 coming in. And man, maybe they just hold him out to the second half when you start to wear everybody down and bring the big guy in.
Yeah, he's back there sidecar right. Going
to
get
and
it
they're
again.
They're going to give it to him on the stretch handoff, and he's going to get down to the 35-yard line before he's knocked off his feet there. And it'll be a gain of two, second down and about two. As the clock continues to wind with 5:25 to go here in the third quarter.
Take the run to the outside, turn around, came back in, got the handoff.
Plays Alexander Ford tough game of the week tonight is Shamokin and Selinsgrove. And right now, Shamokin leading in the third, 16-0 over Selinsgrove on Eagle 107. Three receivers, pistol formation. And this one's going to go to Valadares. And Weir is there to stop him for no gain.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, Valadares was lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage there. May have actually lost a half a yard.
Yeah, Weir got in there untouched, almost ran by Valadares, reached out, grabbed a hold of him, and that was it.
Fourth down and two at the Shikalimi 37, make that the 36-yard line. Time winding down here in this third quarter. Milton with waning opportunities here, and this one a very good one for the Black Panthers as they've been able to rip off some good runs with Valadares. They'll flop the tight end in the wing to the near side and overload things. Here's the pitch. Valadares has to get through a man. He cannot do it. He is dropped for a gain of only about a yard, and Shikalimi's defense is held, and the man in the middle, the Mike, is a Weir.
Colton Semko there also. Semko not fooled by that spin this time. He was stopped just inches short.
His new name is Mike Weir, not Duncan. First and 10 at the 35-yard line after the turnover on downs. Shikalimi with the football and a 7-0 lead with 4:14 remaining here in the third quarter. Balestrini up under center. And again, a mismatch to the near side with Marshall, the lone receiver in this pattern. And a handoff. Left side, McCormick. McCormick turns the corner. McCormick to the 40. And he gets across the 40 to the 41-yard line, and he's slapped down at the 41-yard line. And a great tackle there by number 8, Ashton Canelo. And I believe it is...
Is that McCormick getting
up? No, I think it's another lineman getting up slowly. Looks like... That might be Gessner, the left guard.
Okay.
It is Gessner.
It isn't number 71, who we still have not been able to find out who it is.
We'll find that out in a minute. We'll find that out if that changeup happens. But, again, the Braves have had lots of trouble on the line with injuries left and right.
It was good to see McCormick back in there getting the carry on his last carry. He hobbled off the field and collapsed over on the sideline as soon as he got over. So, just got a stinger or something. But
well,
good to see him back out there.
Gessner's going to have to come out. And, of course, Braves lost Caden Hoffman for the week as well. And we'll see who comes in his position. It appears to be. Actually, I can't tell you. Couldn't get a good look. Looks like there might be a change at center as well. Manuzic is the center right now, so he may have had to shift a lot. Balestrini, broken play. He's going to run it himself. He's got the first down to the 50-yard line. I think he was trying to hand it off. There was nobody there, and he just dodged a tackler, and Minium might have saved the touchdown at the midfield stripe for the first down.
Tucked that ball up and ducked under a tackler, got the ball out to the midfield.
If it wasn't, it was a well-designed fake because he held it a long time there and froze the linebackers. Coming out to the near side. That's where Marshall's going to be. Remember, Marshall has about 5 inches on his defender here, unless Minium, the safety's there to help. Left side, McCormick. McCormick got to the hole. McCormick to the 50. If he's just a bit faster to that hole, he might have broken that one, but he just delayed a little bit and got a gain of 4.
Well, Marshall here on the right side has double coverage on him. He's got a man on him, and the Black Panthers have coverage over top on him.
Well, I think it's Minium, the safety, that actually comes in and floats the near side, which means that if you can find Fitz on the far side, and that maybe you can actually open things up if you want to go deep. But right now the running game is starting to click. Second down and 6 after the 4-yard gain. Balestrini taking time off the clock. 7 on the play clock as he goes under center. Backs are split. Hand off left side. It's going to be Gage Wolf. Wolf turns the corner. First down. Wolf dragging tacklers. Face mask call coming at about the 20-yard line.
But he did just a little inside-outside tippy-toe to get around to the outside. The only way they could bring him down was grab him by the helmet.
And they grabbed him by the face mask, so it'll be a bonus yards from the 21-yard line. I said the 21. It's a 31-yard line. Having trouble trying to see the numbers here a little bit.
Yes, it's always been a challenge here. And later on in the season when they let the grass grow, it's nearly impossible.
Well, I did a game here years ago when it was misty and rainy, and that did not help. So that one's going to be a 5-yard variety, and we'll march off to the 30, make that the 25-yard line. Now it is inside the 30 or the 25. 2:25 to go, third quarter, 7-0, Shikalimi on top by that score, and Balestrini ready to go. And maybe not. The officials now call a timeout.
They haven't gotten the chain gang set up yet.
Well, they got one of them.
Yeah, the first down marker set up.
The line of scrimmage is good. It's just you're not quite sure where you need to go the other end.
The other guys are over looking for the fish sandwiches, and they're not here.
That's one of the best parts of making the trip here is the food. Here's the handoff to the right side, and a little bit of run there. The stagger by Wolf. Wolf will come out to the 25, to the 20, and get bowled over at the 20-yard line. But that was one that I think he might have not needed to stagger on. And could have picked up another 5 yards, but still, 5-yard gain on first down will do.
He did a great job of following the block of Trent Schrader. Had his hand on the back, pushed him, and then picked up another couple yards.
Again, the Braves running game, this is something we talked about here on the pregame show, has not been clicking, averaging 3 yards of play tonight, especially in this second half. They have been able to really move the football.
Watch Marshall over on the far side.
Yep, that's the wide side of the field.
He's got lots of room over there.
Balestrini looks over that way. Now he's going to hand it off. Left side, it's Semko. Oh, wow, did he get a sea of blockers in front of him. It'll be good enough for 5. He's going to break it outside and get down to the 11-yard line. Wow.
That was an electric football play. I mean, they just went in there and they're still going.
It did look like the whole field was vibrating a little bit on that one. Minute 26 to go as the Braves need to get to about the 1-yard line for a first down. First and 10 from the 11. Another trip inside the red zone. Braves turned it over on downs the last time they were in the red zone. Offset formation, two receivers to the wing and a receiver to the far side. Balestrini under center. Boy, this right side could be open, but they're going to roll out to the left. Balestrini will cut it inside, get to the five, to the two, to the one, and he pulls his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Shikalemi.
Wow, beautiful block out there on the outside by Jared Oakes and Nate Gessner. Balestrini was able to turn up underneath them, did a little work on his own. He took a heck of a shot when he got into the end zone, though.
11 yards on the touchdown run for Balestrini. His first touchdown of the season. Extra point coming from Gittins. He's one for one tonight. Snap is high, sets down by Weir. The kick is up, drifts to the left, and stays inside the left, upright, and good. 14-0 Shikalemi with 46.6 remaining here in the third quarter of play, and the Braves take advantage of another great opportunity there.
You know, one of the many things I do is I coach soccer, and I can tell you that John Gittins has very good form. Not a real big guy, but is able to get something on that ball just because of the way he hits it.
That caps off a 65-yard drive for the Braves. In just about 4 minutes, just a little bit under 4 minutes, with an 11-yard touchdown run by Balestrini after the Braves were able to stop Milton on a turnover on downs. Our Alexander Family Dealership out-of-town scoreboard has Danville leading Lewisburg 14-7 at the half. Loyal Sock 55, Hughesville 12 at the half. Montoursville 28, Mifflinburg nothing at the half. Central Columbia 42, Midwest nothing at the half. High end-over-end kick taken at about the 10-yard line. And the returner coming up to the middle of the field is Rarick. Rarick will get to the near side, to the 25, to the 30. Gets to the inside of the 40.
Wow.
And the 43-yard line before he's finally knocked off his feet. And what could have been a big game-saving tackle by Pagan.
Yeah, he got that corner. It looked like he was going to be gone.
Castle Pagan with the tackle there for the Braves. And Milton will have the ball at the Shikalemi 43-yard line. I'm sorry, the Milton 43-yard line. I apologize. Milton on the offensive side of the ball, trying to get something going here. Then sends Baker to the wide side of the field. One receiver to the near side. In motion now to the far side. And now they're going to swing it out. Right side, looking for running room is Minium. Minium on the swing pass will get it to the 50-yard line. A gain of 7. Bring up second down and 3. Make it second down. Make it 6. Second down and 4.
Chase Morgan coming up from his safety position to support and stop that run.
Just short of the 50-yard line at the Milton 49, and that might do it for this quarter. 10 seconds on the game clock. They will not break the huddle.
Nope.
So that'll do it for the third quarter play. Shikalemi leads Milton 14-0. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
It's time to put Wi-Fi where it belongs. Everywhere. Replace your router and blanket your whole home with fast, reliable Wi-Fi powered by Plume and SECV. Plume continuously learns about your internet needs and gets better each day. Plume also brings you parental controls, guest access, ad blocking, and security protection from suspicious content and devices, all available at the touch of a button through the Plume app. Call 1-877-955-SECV or visit secv.com/plume to learn more.
Second down and 6 for the Black Panthers. Pistol formation now. Valadares in the backfield. They're going to flop the tight end and the wing to the near side. ball at the Milton 49-yard line. Here's the handoff to Valadares. Makes the first man miss. As way ahead, flags are going to fly. He'll get down to the 43-yard line. It'll be good enough for a gain of 7 and a first down. But this flag at the 49-yard line of Shikellamy might bring it back, Steve.
Yeah, he ran right by Gage Wolf and into the arms of Colton Semko.
And I think Gage Wolf may have been grabbed is the reason that Wolf did not make the tackle. It'll be a holding penalty, so they'll repeat second down, and they'll mark it back from the 49-yard line of Shikellamy, so that will actually put it back to the Milton 41. It'll be second down and 14 for the Black Panthers, trailing at 14-0. And a couple of choices tonight for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. We'll take care of that for you in the postgame show. Kevin Herr along with Steve Williams at Alumni Field in Milton. Chief Dave Ritchie with a night off tonight. He'll be back with us in Shamokin at Kemp Memorial Stadium a week from tonight.
He couldn't miss that game. It's in his backyard.
It is. It's not far away at all. And the pistol is Rao. Rao will play action. Roll out. Here comes Marshall, and almost intercepted in and out of the hands of Gage Wolf. Marshall all over Rao. Almost had the sack, and then Wolf almost had the pick, and that could have been close to a pick six because I don't think there's too many people that were going to get to him.
I think the coach, if they watch a film, they're going to say, "Son, throw that into the ground. Don't try and throw it downfield.
Throw that to the first row where your mother is."
Yeah.
Third down and 14 for Milton as the Braves cling to a 14-0 lead. The defense has played very well. They have bent a few times but made big plays at key times tonight. In motion to the far side is Minium. Direct snap in the shotgun. Rao takes a 10-step drop. Fires it, and it is incomplete. He tried a one-hand grab. Minium, that is, trying a one-hand grab to stay in the sidelines. It would not have been enough for a first down, but it definitely brings out a punting situation. And how big was that hold now on second down?
Yeah, that was huge. Minium was open over there. He split two defenders, but like you said, had he come down with it, they still would have been short.
Pfeiffer, who is really trying to get a return going. I think he had about a 5-yard return earlier today. And I'm not sure that Milton is set up for the punt just yet, because normally punting it is going to be Minium. And we may have a timeout here.
Yeah, I don't know if they were trying to pull a trick or if they were just confused.
Well, I didn't see the official actually say who called the timeout yet. So,
yeah, they just kind of all started to meander.
Yeah, everybody just kind of walked to the sideline. I think Milton called the timeout, but I'm not sure.
Just go over there and talk amongst yourselves, fellas.
Oh, there is an injury on the far side of the field.
Yeah, okay.
See, that's why Coach Freeman needs to be up here with us spotting tonight. That next year, great. That'll be good.
Well, it's on the far side of the field and it's dark.
It is the far side of the field, and it is kind of dark over there, but I don't know. Let's see if we can get a look at who it is on the far side of the field. And, yeah, we can't see. It looks like Mike Elder, the trainer, might be. Oh, it looks like another leg cramp here. And that's one of the – it's a Milton player that's actually down on the far side of the field. And, you know, on a night like tonight, you know, it is a little humid tonight. It hasn't been much this year humid. And, oh, that's Minium that they actually will lose for a play. That's a big loss for this Milton offense. And, you know, Minium is the punter as well. So now we're going to have to see a new punter for Milton. And that's exactly why we have Ashton Crawl in the game, the sophomore. Remember I said I didn't see the punter back there, Minium? Well, that's because he was down on the far side of the field. So back deep is going to be Pfeiffer. Not quite sure what to expect from Crawl's punt. And it will be a line drive punt. Hits at the 30 to the 20, actually the 22-yard line, and will roll straight out of bounds at the 22-yard line. And that's where Shikellamy will take over at their own 22-yard line with 11:25 to go, trying to take the air out of this football now.
pretty much the same kind of punt they were going to get if Minium did it.
Yeah, I think so. And listen, when your backup punter in high school can punt that well, that's not a bad day. You can't really complain too much on that. And Minium has not come back out on defense either.
No, he's down here with the trainers.
So Garrick Baker will be, looks as if Baker will become the safety for Minium now.
He's down here getting some drink and some salt.
Pickle juice.
That'll do it.
Offset backs behind Balestrini. Blitz coming up the middle. Balestrini on the counter, and boy, I'll tell you what, there is no running room for Gage Wolf. Ashton Canello said, hello, it's nice to meet you. Would you like to find the ground?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Let me give you a hug first.
let me introduce you to the 25-yard line. Up close and personal. Loss of about four, maybe even five. Bring up second down at 14. As we click down here in the fourth quarter play with Shikellamy leading at 14-0 here on WKOK. Don't forget, scores from around the region on the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard available at WKOK.com. Click on the scoreboard link. Balestrini under center again. Here's the handoff the near side. McCormick there bounced around. He had a hold for a second.
Oh,
and now the ball is free. Now the officials blow it dead at where McCormick was, which was basically about the 24-yard line. He might have lost a yard on that one. So to bring up third down, and now it is a true 15.
Shaver Knight's coming up with the fumble recovery. I actually thought at first it looked like maybe somebody got his face mask because his head kind of snapped around.
It'll be Marshall to the far side of the field. And Shaver Knight's the wing to the near side. Moving right to left here in this first quarter. Ball in the near hash mark. Balestrini will point out the linebacker that he once blocked quickly, and Milton trying to jump the count, and it'll be a pass down for Marshall. Marshall well overthrown and well defended that time.
Oh, no, we've got a flag.
Well, there is a flag. Okay, well, I was going to say there's a lot of hand fighting going on.
That wasn't hand fighting. That was pushing, shoving, grabbing.
Well, Herbert has had a rough night tonight at about the 50-yard line trying to match up with Marshall, and that should be enough for a first down. If it indeed is defensive pass interference. We have seen offensive pass interference called this year against Marshall.
And he got it again.
Yeah. That's the second one. He did have one earlier in the Central Mountain game earlier this year. 9:46 remaining here in the final stands of 14-0 Shikellamy. And this will be third down and a bus ride. Spot this one down at about the...
Yep, they're still going.
Wow. About the 11? I don't know. From our vantage point, that's about 8 miles away.
Yeah.
Looks like about the 11-yard line, and it is the 11. Third down and 28. Not sure how many third down 28 calls Coach Coombe has in his offensive playbook, but we may see one here. And now the officials are going to talk this one over. And another penalty? Yeah, there is another pass interference against the offense. That's
decline.
Okay, that'll bring up fourth down.
They're going to take the down.
All right. After we get it marched off, then they realize they declined the penalty. Oops. So Gittins will come back in to punt the ball away. And back deep for Milton. I'm going to correct that. It is going to be Minium back.
Minium's back out there.
And he's had a couple of times to return it. High snap controlled there by Gittins. Gittins got off a beautiful punt.
Nice.
Lots of hang time. Hits at the 45, takes a high bounce to the 40, right on the end of the football, down inside the 35 at the 32-yard line.
That was a beauty.
Wow. His long is 58. That one was from the 11. Was from the 30. Let's see. That would have been about the 33-yard line. I can't do the math that 23. Quick.
Let's see. 25, 26, 27, 37, 42,
3, 4, 45. See, no offense, but this is where I miss the Chief, because he would have had that math already done before you and I thought about it.
That's true.
That's no offense to you by any means.
That's fine. But I know, it, and had he not done that, he'd have made it up.
See, you got to understand, I'm used to working with a mathematician. So, you know. First and 10 at the 32-yard line. Pistol formation now coming to the near side route, just like he did in the first quarter. And he will be tripped up by Marshall, but not before picking up about 5 or 6 yards to the 37-yard line.
Nate Gessner in on the tackle.
And now Milton really has to eat up some yards. They have three timeouts remaining, but the clock winding with 9:15 to go, down two scores.
And the Braves are going to let them run it all day long if they want to.
That's right. Just as long as they don't get free. Second down and 4, gain of about 6 at the 38-yard line. Two receivers far side of the field. Now make it 3 receivers over there. Shotgun sidecar to the left of Rao. Rao takes a direct snap, back to pass, swings it out to the near far side, and incomplete, looking over there for Ashton Canello, the running back, and it falls incomplete. We'll bring up a 3rd down and 5, make it 6.
Luke Snyder on the coverage, he had gave him no room. Really wouldn't have mattered if he would have made the reception. They wouldn't have gained any yardage.
So 3rd down and... About 5, maybe a short 6 at the 37-yard line of Milton. Just short of 37 to be exact. Lots of football coming up this weekend. Steelers football on the Valley. Pregame at 11, kickoff at 1 between the Steelers and the Texans. Bill O'Brien's crew coming into Pittsburgh. Pistol formation, play fake. Rolling out to the far side is Ralph. Flags fly, complete. And another flag flies, and the tackle is made. Canello comes up with enough for a first down gain to the 44-yard line, but I don't think this one's going to matter. I think there's a couple of holding dealer's choice when the two flags fly on the offense.
Yeah, it looked like holding on the backside of the play was the first one.
And that one is the deeper one. Maybe at about they spotted the flag there at the 32-yard line, and that's the flag that is moved. Well, now actually the second flag was the one
moved. The second flag they moved back to the 32 as well.
Now they'll come to the near side and just discuss what everybody saw.
That was a big play for the Black Panthers as well, with a 3rd down and long and looking like they were going to make that first down to kind of keep this drive going.
And we do have holding against the Black Panthers. That will repeat 3rd down, but the spot of the foul is the worst part. That is right at the original line of scrimmage, the 32-yard line. And then they're going to march that back to the 22-yard line at that point. And Milton will have a 3rd down and 20 or thereabouts.
That's about a 15-yard hold right there.
That's a big one. We've seen a couple of very, very costly holding penalties for Milton here tonight. 8:45 to go here in the third quarter. And
like the Black Panthers taking a timeout?
It does appear that way.
They haven't knocked it off the scoreboard yet.
But they have not, and the officials have not signaled that. Is there another? I don't think there's anybody. Oh, there was a player down.
Okay.
I was going to say, I didn't see a signal, but it's Canello, the running back, who has to come off the field now. So you're going to lose one of your more athletic players on this 3rd down and about 20 to the 42-yard line to get a first down.
I think you just answered your pregame question of why did Milton have so many takeaways, but not much in the way of scoring. And right there was the answer with a 15-yard holding penalty late in the fourth quarter as they were driving.
I wanted to add, too, that Milton averaging 6 penalties a game for 37.5 yards. That's a lot early in the season.
Yeah.
3rd down and 20. 8:27 and counting. Rao back to pass. Straight drop. Looking long downfield. He's got a man.
Oh.
Incomplete. And a great job by Pfeiffer to get there and meet the ball and Minium at the same time and almost come away with a pick. Ball was thrown on the money, though, Steve.
He timed that perfectly. The ball got there. He got there. The receiver went to the ground.
But that was a really good pass by Ethan Rao. A good tight spiral right on the money, and Pfeiffer played it perfectly. He played safety as about the way you define it. Now coming back to punt this time will be Minium after he made a long run. He's going to make a long run back. Pfeiffer will set up at his own 45-yard line. He'll angle it to the near side. Pfeiffer will take it at the 43. Come to the middle of the field, make a man miss. Look for a blocker. Now he makes a man miss to the near side. He gets to the 50-yard line. He's down to the edge. He's at the 40. Moves to the middle of the field, makes another man miss. He's going downfield to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Chickalemme, the flag at the 45-yard line. It's coming back.
Yeah, you know, when you see those returns go one way and come back the other way.
I'll tell you what, that was the run that Pfeiffer's been trying to rip off for the past 2 weeks. And that one at the 45-yard line will come back with a block in the back against the Braves.
Not surprising. That's generally what you will see. Pfeiffer had to shove two of his own teammates out of the way when he came back across the green.
When he got the ball at about the 40-yard line, he did have to make some room.
Yeah, those dang guys in the white jerseys are in my way, Coach.
No, you guys got to be blocking downfield, not me. So the ball's going to go back to the 45-yard line, and that's where Chickalemme will take over at their own 45 with 8 minutes and 1 second to go here in the fourth quarter. Chickalemme leading it by a score of 14-0 over the Milton Black Panthers. Both teams looking for win number one on the season.
Well, the Braves got the running game fired up late in the first half. You can bet that's what we're going to see here right now.
We'll indeed see if it goes into the hands of Simcoe. And it will be Simcoe off the right side. He tries to run laterally, but if he cuts that one up a little bit earlier, that's going to be a big gain. Instead, ripping him down is going to be Nate Loss again, I believe. But I'll tell you what, that linebacker has been, I said it before, I'll say it again, he's been all over the place. Actually, it was Nate Scholl that time.
Well, Nolan Loss is in there as well.
51 and 41. Second down and 7 for the Braves. And they'll take some time off the clock. They have plenty of play clock to work with here, with about 17 as they come to the line of scrimmage. Marshall to the near side. My guess is he's going to be the decoy. This is going to be the Simcoe McCormick show. Long count in motion is Schaefer Knights. He'll block for Simcoe. Simcoe cuts it back the other way. And a nice adjustment on the tackle, but not before a gain of 7. Nice adjustment on the tackle there by one of the Milton linemen that came in, and that was Veradelli.
He's going to come out.
It's going to be a good for a first down, though, and a gain of 7.
Simcoe just doing a really great job of following his blocks.
First down and 10 at the 45-yard line. Clock winding with 6:47 to go. Milton with all three timeouts remaining as they make some defensive changes. Simcoe and McCormick in the backfield. Schaefer Knights is the near side wing. Marshall to the near side. Ball moving right to left, right up the gut. It is going to be Simcoe, and he is spun down for a gain of about 3. And
is Nolan Loss again?
Was it Loss again? He's been all over the ball. Gain of 3.
210-pound sophomore.
He is going to be here in black and orange for a couple of years. We'll be talking about him for at least another 2.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good-looking young man.
Play clock with 14. And we'll see if Balestrini takes a look at the play clock. It's right in front of him. He does take a glance at it with 7. Now he's going to set up. Send Schaefer Knights in motion to the near side. Here's the handoff on the counter to McCormick. McCormick makes a man miss to the 40, to the 35, and to the 30 down the middle of the field. Loss coming from behind to make help make the tackle along with Farrell Sipe. Another big gain. Starting at the 42-yard line, gaining 13 on that one to the 29.
Fitzgerald, the first Brave there, to pat him on the butt and say, nice run. That was a beauty.
Fitz having one of the touchdowns here tonight. Balestrini with the other. Balestrini threw for one, ran for one so far this evening. First and 10 at the 29-yard line, 5:20 and counting here in the final stanza. Chickalemme leading it 14-0.
The Braves have worn down that 800 pounds of beef on the Milton front line. They are moving them off the ball.
Wing to the far side, tight end over there, and here's the give. Wolf will get it. He'll cross the 30 and get to the 27-yard line.
Stutter step Nate Scholl on the tackle from his middle linebacking position.
Second down and 8 for the Braves after the gain of 2. Clock continues to wind, under 5 minutes remaining now. And Milton's defense desperately needing a stop, and I'll tell you what, they have been on the field an awful lot here in this second half, and especially this fourth quarter, Steve.
Yeah, those big uglies are standing there heaving heavy. They got their hands on their hips.
You're talking about us now, right?
Take it. What,
you big know, uglies with their hands on their hips. You know, that's us.
I have mine folded.
Okay. Schaefer Knights rolling out is on the motion, and rolling out is Balestrini to the 25, to the 20, inside to the 15, and then caught from behind at the 12-yard line by Rarick.
Yeah. As one of those big uglies, I can tell you that Balestrini running by you like that does just a little bit.
It's a little disheartening.
Upset you.
It's a little disheartening after a 17-yard gain there, 15-yard gain, rather. First and 10 at the Milton 12-yard line. Braves with their third trip into the red zone tonight. It's going to send Marshall to the near side. Backs are offset. Tight end to the far side of the field. Schaefer Knight's the tight end. Handoff goes right side Simcoe. He is met at the line, actually behind the line of scrimmage, and dropped there by Milton's number 68. That's actually going to be Zettelmoyer.
Yep.
Tell you what, Milton has a lot of big guys playing that offensive line, and they rotate them in very well.
Now, Zettelmoyer, he's the baby. He's only 230 pounds.
But he looks bigger than that.
But he is a freshman.
He does look bigger. He's got some growing to do is what you're telling me.
They're going to have a big team here in a couple of years.
I was just going to say, Coach Davis is going to have a lot of players with a lot of experience playing the sophomores and freshmen that he is, and they are nice-sized young men.
They're going to have to go down here to the meat market and get some beef for them, keep them growing.
Schaefer Knight's in motion to the near side. It is going to be the counter, and this one, the scissor play, goes to McCormick. McCormick will lose a yard. Milton says they have the ball. Shikalimi, of course, says, no, he was down. The officials say, no, he was down. He'll lose one to the 17-yard line. And a timeout by Coach Davis with 2:50 remaining and a 14-0 lead. This will give us an opportunity in a quickly moving second half to give you an update on the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week. And that one has Shamokin leading Selins Grove 16-0 in the fourth quarter of play. And as we take a look at the Alexander Family Dealership scoreboard, Danville leads Lewisburg 21-0. That one in the third. Loyal Sock 55, Hughesville 12 in the third. Montoursville pounding Mifflinburg 45-0 in the final stanza there. Central Columbia 42, Midwest nothing in the third. Southern Columbia 67, Warrior Run nothing in the fourth. Jersey Shore, again, telling Central Mountain you still got some work to do to beat us, 34-7 in the fourth quarter. South Williamsport leading Montgomery 20-7, and Sayre 35, Kalinowski Valley 6. Third down and 15. Back this pass. Balestrini goes to the corner and looking for room is Marshall. Good defensive play. Tips it right out of Marshall's hands. And Minium played safety again exactly the way you should.
Yeah, that ball floated a little bit. Gave Minium enough time to close like you need to give him enough time to close.
Gittins is now in. This one will be a longer kick. This one is setting up from, 35? Yeah, this is going to be a 35-yarder.
This is a chippy.
This is 10 yards shorter than he was before, but if he gets a little more elevation on that one, this one could make it. He does make him from there. I've seen him do it in practice. Oh. High snap didn't help. He got it down, and that one will not make it in there. That one will come up short.
Yeah, that kind of screwed up the timing.
But I watched Gittins over the last year make him from that. Now, there's not a few guys in front of him trying to distract him, but he is capable from that range, no question. So that one will fall no good, and Milton will get the ball at that spot, actually at the 20-yard line. I'm going to correct that, with 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in this final quarter.
They got to figure out how to come up with two scores
quickly.
They don't have a real crisp downfield passing game.
Two timeouts remaining, although Rao can throw the ball. We saw that a few moments ago. They're going to go four receivers in this one. You got to think he's got to be looking for Minium, his favorite target now. Shotgun sidecar right back to pass, looking at Minium all the way. Nope, he's going to check it off,
nope.
And he's going to go down to Baker. And Garrick Baker gets his first catch of the season on the little out pattern, using Minium as a distraction, or a decoy, as it were. And actually, they're going to say that ball hit the ground, and it is incomplete after all.
Yeah, Minium,
so he doesn't get his first catch.
Minium curled under and drew the defender away.
So that is not his first catch of the season. So with the clock stop with 2:35 to go, Milton will have the ball second and 10 from the Milton 20-yard line. And again, as you said, Steve, it is definitely downfield time. Going out to the wide side of the field is going to be Crawl. Bunch to the near side, and the ball in the middle of the field. Now rolling out. And a wheel route is going to be Canelo. And they're looking for Canelo. And that ball way overthrown. And a series of Braves had an opportunity at that, including Marshall. Looked like Wolf had a shot at that one. And well, I'm not even sure.
Morgan
who
was in there.
Was Morgan there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, there's a lot of Braves there. But they were trying to get Canelo on the wheel route the way it looked.
It almost looked like he broke for the line of scrimmage before the ball was snapped. I was looking for some flags there.
Third down and 10 at the 20-yard line. Backs are offset now. Or actually, shotgun and a sidecar right. Rao back to pass. Looking long downfield. That's a wobbler. Great. Oh, that would have been a great catch. Minium went up for it. He got both hands on it, but just couldn't hang on as he came down. That falls incomplete. That'll bring up a fourth down and 10 with 2:23 to go, and Milton really can't do anything but go for it here.
No,
Steve.
He was wide open there for a first down, but Rao really has a rifle on him. He's throwing some ropes downfield.
And that one, you can see the frustration in Canelo's face as he kind of saunters back to the huddle.
I didn't notice any sauntering, but okay.
It was a somber saunter.
Oh, a somber saunter? Okay.
Yes. Crawl to the near side, two receivers to the far side. Actually, four quicks now again. Quickly, shotgun, back to pass, almost offside, yeah, against the quarterback. He fires it to Crawl. Crawl got planted at the 30-yard line. Boy, I'll tell you what, Balestrini, yep, just put him right there at the 30, and he'll come up next spring when the grass grows again.
No, that's not true. Balestrini picked him up. He went up for the ball. Balestrini hit him in the kidney, slammed him into the ground, and then he picked him up and helped him walk away.
And it falls incomplete, and the Braves will take over at the 20-yard line, trying to ice this one with 2:19 to go. Milton with, I believe, two timeouts, although the scoreboard says three. But then again, I thought that Milton took three timeouts already because of injury, so don't go by me, yeah, on this one.
Well, it's still early in the season for the scoreboard operators.
It's early in the season for me, too. I say that in week 10 on a regular season. Coming out to the near side, that's where Marshall is. Braves up 14-0, just trying to pound this one out. Balestrini will keep it himself on an option. He'll get to the 20, cut it inside to the 15, oh, and spin his way down to about the 10-yard line.
I don't think that was an option. That was a keeper all the way. He just made you think it was an option. He was not going to pitch that ball.
It was a semi-option. Gain, yeah, of 10, first and 10, as the clock will stop with the chain of the change of possessions. Or, I'm sorry, that the chain's moving. And I think they can actually get a first down here, but they've taken the chains away.
Yeah,
they're not quite to the 10-yard line.
They've got to get it into the end zone because there's no way to know.
Yeah, I think they actually could get a first down if they were a whisker short of the goal line. But now they'll reset to two backs in the backfield, clock winding with three on the play clock. Now they're going to pitch the ball right side, looking for a little bit of running room over there is Simcoe, and he will find zero. And he will, I'm not sure if he stayed in bounds. I think he stayed in bounds. But a timeout doesn't matter anyway because Milton takes a timeout.
I'm not sure what that play was, but I don't think that was what they had. Well, now they're down to one. They took one timeout and lost two.
So I understand that Coach Freeman's wife listening on the broadcast tonight. We appreciate her listening, and he's really behaving himself for the most part. But you
for
know,
now.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit iffy there, but.
For now.
Minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Shikellamy leading at 14 to nothing, and the Braves have been able to get some offense going here tonight. They've actually gotten some first downs. This is going to be a really good week to build on coming into Shamokin next week at Kemp Memorial Stadium, and a chance to even things up at 2-2. By the way, at last check on our Alexander Ford tough game of the week between Selins Grove and Shamokin, Shamokin was leading in that one, and we'll check that here again in a few minutes to see the score there. That game being played at Harold L. Bowling Memorial Stadium in Selins Grove tonight on Eagle 107.
Interesting if Nate Schoen is playing this evening. I know he didn't play last
week. No, I don't think he did. I think he is definitely gone right now. Coming to the near side is Schaefer Knight. Schaefer Knight's across the 10 and spun down at the 9-yard line. That'll give us a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
1 minute on the clock after the Braves get the ball down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be third down and goal for Shikellamy as the clock continues to wind.
That was Nolan Loss on the tackle. He gets up, slaps his hands. I mean, this kid's playing like it's still the first quarter. And
it's nothing. Yeah. Yep. You like to see that, don't you?
Yes.
Over to the right side, it's Semko. Semko to the 5. Semko pushing the pile down to the 2. And we'll see if Milton uses their final timeout here. I would highly doubt it. I think they're about ready to go and wrap this one up. And Shikellamy will move to 1-2 on the season with a shutout victory over the Milton Black Panthers here tonight. And a really good opportunity for the Braves to take a look at some things that they did very positive in this game again going into next week. And that will do it because the play clock says 10, the game clock says 3-2-1, and that's it. Shikellamy 14, Milton nothing. The post-game show coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Need dining room, living room, or bedroom furniture? Aaron's in Selins Grove has a full showroom of new and pre-leased merchandise at affordable prices to fit anyone's budget. Also, don't miss out on our 6-month same as cash from now till October 3rd. Aaron's is at 1102 North High Street in Selins Grove behind CVS. If you can't get to the store, just call us at 570-743-8260 or go to aarons.com. As always, there's free setup, delivery, and service with every sale. Stop in and see Courtney, Nikki, Jacob, Austin, and Andrew at Selins Grove Aaron's team today. Aaron's is easy, beautiful, and affordable.
Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. As we continue in the green phase per the governor's order, most of our staff continues to work from home to practice social distancing for the safety of our staff and clients. During this time, we are operating under the guidance of the insurance department. Our office remains available to service our current and new clients by phone by calling 570-286-5855, email, and by appointment. Our after-hours emergency service is also ready to assist our clients with their needs. From the team at Purdy Insurance, stay safe, be well, be kind, and know that we remain dedicated to the highest levels of service to protect what matters most.
In store, at home, or anywhere in between. Now, you decide how to buy your next car, truck, van, or SUV. Conduct the entire process online from the comfort of your home and let us deliver your new vehicle to you. Or begin the experience online and finish it in our store for a quick and easy car buying experience. With never before seen incentive, now is the time to buy. All backed by our lowest price guarantee. So start your online digital buying experience today at blazealexander.com. Taking deals the other guys won't.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Shikellamy improving to 1-2 on the season with a 14-0 win over the Milton Black Panthers here at Alumni Field in Milton tonight. It's the post-game show. Kevin Herr along with Steve Williams. Chief joining us back in Shamokin at Kemp Memorial Stadium 1 week from tonight. And Braves doing some good things here tonight, both offensively and defensively. A couple of big stops in the game, a couple of really good drives here in this fourth quarter to really take Milton out of comfort of being able to get back in this game, Steve.
Yeah, what I saw out there was a Shikellamy Brave team that just kept punching that big defensive line in the mouth, and it paid off in the late in the third and the fourth quarter. They couldn't do anything against them in the first half until later in the second quarter. But they finally wore them down, and then they were able to run between the tackles, and that was a big difference.
Well, they're going to have a challenge next week as they head to Kent Memorial Stadium, where Shamokin has shut out Selinsgrove 16-0. That was our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week on Eagle 107 tonight. In the fourth quarter at Ironman Stadium in Danville, the Ironmen look like they're going to go to 3-0. They have a 28-7 lead over Lewisburg in the fourth quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, Montoursville shutting out Mifflinburg 45-0. It is Jersey Shore adding to their lead, 34-7 now over Central Mountain in the fourth. South Williamsport 26, Montgomery 7 in the fourth. Sayre 35, Kawaneski Valley 6 in the fourth. Bloomsburg Mount Carmel move to tomorrow night at 7 for that particular game. And some of the finals, Loyal Sock 55, Hughesville 18, Central Columbia 42, Midwest 20, Southern Columbia 67, Warrior Run nothing. So the Southern Columbia Tigers continue their role in winning games left and right and season after season. Well, it's time to pick our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. And, Steve, we were just talking about a lot of big plays.
Yep.
You had the great catch by Fitzgerald and the run to keep himself in bounds for the 35-yard touchdown. That opened our 36-yard touchdown that opened the scoring with 9.6 to go in the half and made it 9.6 to go in the first quarter, rather, made it 7-0 Shikellamy. Braves were able to answer back right before the fourth quarter with another touchdown with 46.6 to go, an 11-yard Balestrini run for his first rushing touchdown of the season. But we were talking about going on the defensive side of the ball here tonight and the one that really set up the Fitzgerald touchdown.
Yeah, you know, again, I coming into this with these two teams where they were at, I fully thought, much like a wrestling match, the first takedown win, the first touchdown wins here tonight, and it looked like Milton was going to get it until John Pfeiffer made that pick at the goal line to stop the drive at the Milton Black Panthers. That really could have been the game because, it would have really killed the confidence of the Braves. They came back, slowly gained confidence, showed that they could move the Milton defensive line out of the way. They were able to run the ball, throw the ball when they needed to, and that pick was huge.
That drive for Milton started at the Shikellamy 32-yard line. They drove it all the way down, and the interception at the 5-yard line, and again, that was the real turning point in this game. And that was, midway through the second quarter in a scoreless game, and you're absolutely right. That one is a tough one, and that one is our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, the great defensive play by Pfeiffer. Reminder that when you are in need of maybe a correction or maybe some workplace injury rehab, the Shamokin Dam Health Center Workplace Injury Institute is offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333. For an appointment. And you know what? Credit the Milton Black Panthers tonight, playing with a lot of heart. They were really battling in this game, even down 14-0 with just 2 minutes to go and only a couple of timeouts. They really fought hard. You know that they had to have this game on their calendar circled, thinking we're going to be in this one.
Yeah, you know, and again, as I said earlier, I spent the better part of 10 years here with this team. You know, knew Coach Davis pretty well. Took some time to renew old acquaintances, and they always played that way. They just always came up short when it came to getting in the end zone, which they did again tonight. But I'll tell you what, this is definitely a team of the future. They've got some really big freshmen. They've got some fast running backs back there. So the cupboard's not empty.
Steve, this has always been a team that has had one or two really solid players, but really
yes.
Nothing to go around it.
Right.
And you're starting to see now three or four really solid players and some things starting to come around it, like linemen and defensive players, and you're starting to see, yes, it was a shutout tonight, and I know You know, and looking at Canelo right now, you can see, you know, he wearing his emotion on his sleeve here tonight on a tough loss here to Shikalimi, 14-0. But there are some brighter days for this Milton team, and it may be yet this year.
Yeah, that linebacking crew is definitely a bright spot for the
Black Panthers. Oh, my gosh, absolutely. Some of the final numbers on the offensive side for the Black Panthers, 3 carries, 16 yards for Valadares. He ended up in the first half, ended up with 11 carries, 53 yards, and the leading ball carrier for Milton. Canelo with 7 carries for 25 yards. Rao, 3 carries for 0 yards, 5 carries, 6 yards for Minium. That is 77 yards offensively on the ground on 27 carries for Milton. That actually was better than their first half. They had 33 carries coming in. Or 33 yards on 17 carries, only had 10 more carries, and ended up over doubling their yards. On the passing side of things, Rao has thrown some really good passes, couple of passes hit in the hands and dropped, a couple of those get caught. That changes this whole complexion of the passing game, but he ends up going 1 for 11, 2 interceptions, and just 4 yards on the minimum catch for 4 yards. So Milton with 81 yards total offense, 4 turnovers in the game, though. That's the big difference. They were +2 coming in. They are now -2 coming out. Shikalimi was -2 coming in. They are now +2 coming out. And four big turnovers. I mean, yeah. it's hard to overcome that.
Again, it wasn't so much that Milton lost it as Shikalimi just took the ball away from them.
Well, this was obviously the best offensive performance for the Braves. Braves have been struggling on the ground. 46 carries, 175 yards on the ground. 58 of those came from Simcoe on 22 carries. The leading ball carrier, Balestrini, 6 carries, 62 yards. Wolf with 5 carries for 28. Schaefer Knights with a carry for 9. And McCormick, the new guy, 9 carries, 32 yards. Braves again with 175 yards on the ground. Balestrini with a touchdown pass in the first half. Went 7 of 11, no interceptions, a touchdown, 111 yards. Weir 0 for 1 in his short stint in there at quarter, throwing a halfback pass that was intended, I think, for Balestrini. Receiving, Marshall, 4 catches, 39 yards. Fitzgerald, 2 catches for 44 and a touchdown, his first of the season. Weir with a catch for 28 yards. Braves with 286 yards total offense, 16 first downs. Milton with just 5 first downs. Milton with 18 yards in penalties on 2 penalties in the first half, but 54 yards on 5 for the entire game. Braves with 4 penalties for 35 yards. But again, the key is they didn't turn the ball over once tonight. Milton turned the ball over 4 times. Don Leitzel with our stats every week. We appreciate his help on that. And Steve, again, we talked about it when the broadcast started, trying to right the ship. The ship is now back up in the right position. Now it just has to sail.
Yeah, they're going to have to do some things to keep it propped up, though. Just one win doesn't make a season. They got to keep the thing going in the right direction. And, you know, playing them here, playing Milton again a second time, certainly is going to do a lot for their morale as well. But, you know, they've got some other tough games to come up. And, you know, this game's over. We're moving on to the next one.
So Shikalimi improves to 1-2 overall. Milton now falls to 0-3 on the season.
Now, first of all, I want to thank Dave Ritchie for taking the night off. I got to come out of my football retirement. First game I've done in a couple years. And it definitely sounded like it. But I would have rather been here with him than you, but you know, I didn't want to say that to your face.
That's
but
all right.
But
all right,
you know, so I'm sure I'll see him heading into the ones this week, and we'll chat a little bit about the game and what went on. The other thing I wanted to mention, this is a bucket list game for me.
Okay.
In 36 years of working for Sunbury Broadcasting and all the other broadcasting that I've done, I've always wanted to do a game or a match or something that one of my kids participated in. Never happened. Tonight, my grandson played, Chase Morgan.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I've had that experience twice in my life. Mm-hmm. And for me, neither time was fun because it was tough to take the dad out of the, the coaching, and the dad and the coaching out of the broadcast. You know.
Well, I didn't want to mention it, but I'll tell you what, when I saw him out there starting on defense.
He does.
Wow, I'll tell you what. And you know what? We're talking about players in the future. He's one of them, only 140 pounds, but he has – better than my speed. How about that?
So does half the world, my friend. Now, I'm not one of them.
So congratulations to Jim Kaiser on his first win in a Braves uniform.
The coaching staff here, most of them have made the trip. They had worked with him for so many years at Danville and so many successful seasons with the Danville Ironmen. Most of those guys made the trip, and a couple of Shikellamy players, as we said, in week one, former players also coming in and helping out. A big night for those guys, and I'll tell you what, that locker room is going to be, and this week of practice is going to be a lot easier after a nice, solid win here tonight, 14-0 over the Milton Black Panthers. Steve, thanks so much
for
filling in tonight. We appreciate it. And wrestling season, we're still not sure what the setup is for wrestling and basketball season, but if wrestling happens, you will definitely be on the mic.
Well, you know what?
I'm assuming.
Just, you know, wrestling for on WKOK, I was going to say news radio. It wasn't news radio back then.
Not then, no.
Back in 1970 is when it started. So this will be the 50th year for Shikellamy Brave Wrestling on WKOK. So
That is a long, long time.
We're not going to let the pandemic stop that. 50 years of Brave Wrestling.
Well, this is one thing I can tell you. We just received word that tomorrow's Phillies game on Eagle 107 originally was set for a 6:05 start. Now the Phillies on deck is a 6:30 start because that game will be picked up on national television. So, again, Phillies broadcast originally scheduled for 6:05 tomorrow. Phillies on deck on Eagle 107 will get underway at 6:30. The Eagles will take on the Bengals on Eagle 107 Sunday. Noon is the pregame show. Kickoff is at 1 with Marilyn Mike. And then immediately following that game, as the whistle at the end of the fourth quarter, we will take you back to the Phillies and to the Rays for that game on Sunday. On 100.9 The Valley, it is the Steelers and the Houston Texans. Pregame starts at 11, kickoff at 1. That's on 100.9 The Valley. Once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 14, Milton nothing. The Braves improved to 1-2 overall. Milton will fall to 0-3. Shikellamy will be on the road at Shamokin 1 week from tonight. Shamokin winner over Sealands Grove this evening at Kemp Memorial, Harold L. Bowling Memorial Field. We'll talk to you from Kemp Memorial Stadium 1 week from tonight here on WKOK. Check out all the scores online at WKOK.com. Click on the scoreboard. For Steve Williams, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves football here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Online at WKOK.com and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. As always, a big thank you to Don Leitzel for doing the numbers for us tonight and making us sound a lot smarter than we truly are. Shikellamy football is the WKOK Sports presentation.